Brent, and tonight's episode is called iTunes Rated Jingle Jangle.
Jingle Jangle!
Tonight we're going to be discussing such games as Alpha Protocol, nice throwback, Minecraft, Kirby's Epic Yarn, Costume Quest, and of course Fallout New Vegas. So, stick around for the news afterwards and our comedy hour, which is going to be great. And remember, this is Jingle Jangle, so put your spurs on. To my right, I have Justin, the man who hates hats and the people who wear them. Across
Robo
from
dog.
Me, yes, yes. Anyway, across from me, I have Andrew, the man who's not man enough to admit he has a shirt on with fairies.
They're flowers.
They're fairies. And then to the left of me, I have Holly, and I really can't tell what she's wearing. It looks like it has a wolf on it.
No, it's the California state flag with esteem. It's a
surf okay,
company.
Moving on. Let's go ahead and get this started. Today, we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff. So let's jump right in here. Holly,
yeah.
What have you been playing lately?
I played Kirby Epic Yarn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it an epic yarn?
Yes, very epic yawn.
Fucking retarded ass headline. Was it an epic yawn?
I'm sorry that I think on my feet. Anyways, go ahead.
No, it was.
I wish you wouldn't.
I mean, it was a really cute game, and there are a lot of things that I liked about it, but then at the same time, it's for a little kid.
Is it cute, like the word cute when you see like somebody's baby and they say, isn't he adorable? And you go like, yeah, he's cute, but
yeah.
He's really butt ugly.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
No, it was, but it's just, it's meant for little kids, and it wasn't something that I could really get into.
Well, you're
that
a very
into.
Little person, so
I'm a little
I thought
person,
maybe
but I'm not a little
into.
Kid. I am a woman.
Bitch. I'm a woman, bitch. Like, I will eat babies. All right.
I do on
well,
a daily basis.
Tell us some good things about the game, at least. That was a great face.
It's cute.
Did you even play the
that
game?
Was
no,
no,
she
I
fucking just saw it at Blockbuster and was just like, hey, look, I'll review that tonight.
I'll review it from
Baby,
the back
don't
cover.
Don't you
want to
pick it up?
Yeah, no, it's a really fast game. I've only played 2 hours. I'm halfway through it already. I don't know.
So you're one of those
story
surface reviewers, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Which is what we do here, largely.
Well, it's 48 hours after release, except for that
yeah.
one came out on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
but
she's
you
out
couldn't
of excuses.
Actually get it.
Yeah.
Because we went to Blockbuster, and Blockbuster didn't have it.
Well, you got it from your work.
I got it from my work yesterday.
Day before, Joel was in town.
Okay, yeah, I got it the day before, but then okay. I had to go to work right before I did that, and then...
For those of you listening, Joel is not here.
Nope.
No, definitely
okay,
not.
Go ahead.
The storyline, like... Anytime you beat a boss or anything like that, it's got the same story. Like, you have to listen to the same thing
I'll
as you did the last time.
Give an example.
Is it Patrick Stewart narrating?
I have no idea. Because
I heard he's in a lot of stuff. I think that would probably make Kirby's Epic Yarn pretty cool.
No, dude,
it's Patrick
Ian
Stewart.
McKellen.
Ian McKellen.
Kirby.
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 No,
I'm glad
like,
I wasn't the worst impersonator of Ian McKellen on this cast.
Yeah.
It was me.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead,
let
Holly.
Her talk.
Yeah.
So after every boss that you beat, you get this shiny, like, silver glowing thread of yarn.
To make you feel accomplished.
Yeah, basically. No, and you have to, I mean, it like, it sews together another piece of the world, which just looks like a pizza.
So the game is basically quilting.
Yeah, that's all it is. And I mean, you like Kirby turns into a whole bunch of different things. Like there's one where he turns into like a tank. He turns into a UFO. You can turn him into a car. He turns into like what is it, like a dumbbell to like smash down on things. I don't know.
It sounds adorable.
It is very adorable.
It's just adorable.
There's not really much to get into about it, though. I mean, like I said, after every boss that you beat, you have to hear Kirby. And do you remember the other one's name?
Prince Fluff,
yes.
Wow.
Prince Fluff and Kirby.
I see Nintendo still not afraid to push that gay threshold in games.
Well, he's like, he is this yeah. really angry, like, ball of yarn. Like, he's blue, and he's just got, like, the little
crown. He's blue, huh?
He's baby blue.
He's an angry blue ball.
Yes.
Oh,
he's
that's
very
pretty
angry.
That's pretty fucking suggestive.
Which okay. to keep the adults entertained.
All right, so what are some cons? Because you obviously don't have any pros.
No. Talk about the actual, the level designs and
yeah,
stuff.
The level designs are really cool. I mean, like, you've got these little buttons that he, like, I guess it's his hand that he, like, he slaps
you
his
hope
hand
it's
up
his
on.
Hand.
Yeah, I guess it's his hand. I don't know.
Yarn.
Kirby's going around smashing his balls against
He smashes his balls and turns into something.
He's like, open
you just throw it up against stuff and you can, like, pull in bad guys.
Just wave it back and forth. Slap it around.
And then he inhales. He turns into something else.
He turns into Clinton. Anyways.
God.
We just like
all,
we just
all the
totally
levels
like,
look like canvas actually sewed on.
Well,
to like
it looks
we just
it
totally
looks
destroyed
a
her
lot like yeah I know it looks a lot like Little Big Planet. Like, it's literally a little kid version of Little Big Planet.
So it looks like patchwork.
Yeah, that's all it is. So and you throw up your hand and you can, like, if there's a button on the screen, like a literal button, like on your clothes button.
Uh huh.
You slap up your hand and you can pull it, and you can either, you know, I don't know, whatever.
The zipper comes down and something
do.
Comes out.
Do you,
well,
do you,
yeah,
there,
like is there are zippers. You can
do you feel that this game might?
And it drops the trousers.
Do you,
not really
do you
trousers,
feel that
but,
this game might motivate young children to run out to people and pull on their buttons, yank on their zippers,
probably to see if they can
see
get
what comes,
to
see
different
falls
parts
out.
Of the level.
We're gonna have 9-year-olds finger banging in the street because of Kirby.
Good
nice.
Job. Good
nice.
Job.
Nice.
No,
good
dude,
job,
but the dragon looked pretty fucking epic.
The dragon. It's so easy though. It was
yeah,
such an easy game.
Well, we don't want 9-year-olds crying because it
I
can't
know.
Get past a certain level.
I know. No,
it's
there's one part
Demon
that
Souls.
One part that really pissed me off, and Kirby turns into a train, and you've got to, like, you're actually pointing the Wii stick at the at the sensor. No, at the sensor, and you've got to press the A button and the B button at, like, certain times to create the train tracks, so he'll follow the train tracks.
So he'll jump on the train.
Well, no. If you press A, it starts to make the train tracks. And then whenever you press B, he changes his direction. So he'll either go left or right. So you've got to make sure that you're timing it just right to make sure that whenever you've got the tracks starting, he's going the right way.
So you're saying is this 9-year-old game is tripping you up?
That part.
I was gonna ask. Is it something you can see a 9-year-old actually being
yeah.
able to play?
Yeah.
Because
really
they
is.
Have more
that,
agile
that part,
thumbs, you know, than a lot
that
of us older guys.
That part may be difficult because it was for me. It was just irritating.
So get your big brother in the room, so or big sister, yeah.
Big
or somebody
brother,
over
big
5 feet tall.
Somebody over 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Aww. With big hands.
But, like, if the level designs were really cool. I mean, they were really. I'm going to say it again. Cute. That's basically what I can give this game. It's really cute. It's really good for someone that's really young.
Well, game overall, yeah, with everything taken account, graphics, gameplay, soundtrack, all that. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I just if I were younger, I could maybe get into it more. But the fact that I'm 22 and I'm playing Kirby Epic Yarn wasn't really that entertaining.
Okay.
At all.
Fair enough.
He played it for like 20 minutes, and he's like, "All right, I can't.
I got
play
the
it
gist."
Anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't play it anymore.
Well, like, I'm gonna go play some Left 4 Dead 2.
Well, let's move on to something that's a little bit more grown up and yes. yet
Thank
still
you.
In that vein of childhood. Andrew, what have you been playing?
I picked up the XBLA game Costume Quest today.
Awesome. That's also available on what else?
PSN. Is
yeah,
it on PSN?
I think
it's on PlayStation Network.
Huh.
I knew it. I just asked
okay.
you, so it sounded like
know.
It was coming from you.
I don't know. Picked up Costume Quest. Game's adorable.
Well, here, for those of people out there, go ahead and explain what Costume Quest is.
I was going to get there, but I was just saying the game's adorable to begin with.
Okay, we know that. So, tell us what the game
okay,
is.
Okay, so basically, you're these two twins. You start out choosing out one of them.
Sexy.
And you, either a guy or a girl, and you go trick-or-treating. And this goblin who's obviously tried to steal a bunch of candy in different houses. I swear to God, you keep fucking saying shit.
Is he trying to get that boy's hole?
No, he's not trying to get a boy's hole. But your sister's dressed up as fucking candy corn, and he's like, "Oh, she's candy!" And he grabs her and runs off.
Because she's
her.
Sweet to eat.
Yeah, so you're running around. You're dressed up as like a little. You're a robot, but it's like a trash can and stuff. And you go around trying to get your sister back by collecting different candies and doing different quests. It's like a kiddie RPG is basically what it is. And you can pick up your different costumes whenever you go into these battle modes, which are like Final Fantasy kind of turn-based attacks and stuff. You become fucking epic. Like, you're a little trash can guy, you turn into like a Gundam Wing kind of shit.
Nice.
And start fighting. And I've only picked up 4 different costumes. Picked up a...
Well, to be fair, it just came out today, didn't it?
Yeah, it did just come out today. Picked up Robot, the Knight, Statue of Liberty.
Do you like? Do you shoot flames out of your torch?
Yes, you do.
Nice.
Yes, you do. And then you do like a heel move for everybody, and it's like the national anthem starts playing. It's like you press your special move, national anthem starts playing, and a picture of
is this a Japanese made DLC?
I don't know, but like
it was made by Glenn Beck.
Nice. Abraham Lincoln's face pops up. And
it was made by Glenn
Beck.
An
eagle goes ah! and flies by, and everybody
starts dropping on everybody.
Yeah. And then everybody gets health, which is it's a cool game.
Everybody gets health care, which is not Glenn Beck's part. Yeah, Glenn Beck had nothing to do with that. So.
And then I turned into a spaceman, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
It's got some cool looking shit. I mean, I wasn't able to pick up the unicorn. I was kind of excited seeing what a unicorn does.
Coming from the guy wearing a fairy shirt.
Yeah, haven't you seen that episode of Robot Chicken where he rubs the unicorn's horn to get the magical mayonnaise to make those sandwiches?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not Adam West. It's the guy who the Space Ghost voice guy, the one who does the
alternative Murphy.
Space Ghost. Yeah, yeah.
But he died.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so yeah, Robert.
Yeah.
But ooh, yeah,
he's like right on my back.
Right on my back. For 1,200 points, man, it's I put in about 2 hours into it, and I'm a good probably 3/4 of the way through.
Nice.
And it's a fun game. You just collect candy and play.
Can you play multiplayer?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Which is a little depressing. I was really hoping on that.
I know. I almost picked it up, and I was I'm going to go play online with Andrew.
I know. Me and you were stoked about this game.
Yeah, I know.
So you can synchronize your unicorns.
I know. It is a great game, and I'm glad they came out with it. For 1,200 points, it's well worth picking up and trying out.
Oh, what are some pros and cons?
Pros, I mean, just great. Yeah, I love the art style on it. It's kind of anime-ish.
Does it look like another Flash game, though? Because that was my problem with, Shank and a bunch of other games. I played that Kitty, whatever the fuck, Kitty Blade, Kitten, Blade Kitten.
Oh, Kitten. Oh, yeah, Blade Kitten.
I was, yeah.
I mean, it looks like a beefed up Flash game.
Okay.
I mean, it's still I mean,
I like that Penny Arcade game that came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Cons. I mean, besides it being, I mean, it's pretty simple game. There's quests and stuff, and it's not hard to figure everything out.
No, but it's entertaining, though, right?
It's entertaining. Yeah. I mean, other than that, cons. I mean, I don't see me going back through it. I see it as a one-time, collect everything, I'm done.
Well, can you get all the costumes in one go? Or
I don't know. I've missed 2 back from the first level, and I don't know.
Isn't there 30?
I counted there's like 19, 20.
Okay, and you got 4?
4.
Okay, so are you sure you're 3/4 of the way through?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you just going to open up a bunch of presents?
Hopefully.
Nice.
I'm like, this one's cool. But you get allies and stuff throughout the game, which, it's a kiddie version of Final Fantasy, with everybody's dream of actually becoming a robot in your costume.
And there's somebody in here that's just a little over 20, and somebody that's close to 30 that wants to play this. So
nice.
That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty awesome. Other than cons, the only thing I can think of is replayability. I mean,
you don't think you'll go back through it?
I don't know.
Get bored one day and be like, hey, I want to play some Costume Quest again.
Yeah, maybe. Because
I've gotten bored and played a whole Final Fantasy game again. So, I mean, that's
commitment.
Like 5 hours to me, like being this bored one after being like, 5 hours is pretty easy for me to beat.
Well, I have a full-time job and I don't know.
I do too.
I don't have time to just throw down 5 hours on a replay. I wouldn't expect this to be 5 hours.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm sure I could pick it back up later on.
Let's say I played Limbo, three or four times.
I still haven't beaten it. I'm kind of ashamed of myself.
Get a little cool little avatar item.
Yeah.
Little shadow dog thing.
Yeah, it's actually really nice.
Oh, yeah. I got a new avatar icon. It's a jack-in-the-box pail for candy.
not as cool. Not as cool as a shadow dog. Sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's coming from the guy with the fairy shirt. So
yeah.
Fuck you guys. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's it.
Well, I do have a game that I played.
Okay.
I went on to because I'm gonna come back to you for something else. But I jumped on to OnLive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They had a problem with that, which is that the Wi-Fi, if you're hooked up through Wi-Fi, it.
Yeah, it wouldn't let you.
Yeah, it wouldn't let you connect. Yeah, they put out a Wi-Fi beta, and I started using it, and it kept telling me I had network problems. So I went and redid a bunch of stuff, tried again, network problem. Checked my network; network's running just fine. So the beta's fucked up.
Yeah, our connection's wicked fast.
Yeah, it's wicked fast, and I went and even did a speed test. Everything's fine. So the beta is pretty fucked up and doesn't want to work. So I just went ahead and unplugged my Xbox and plugged in my computer, and went on, and I found this game called It's just a scream, just you know? And
not real monsters?
No. This one is...
junk in my mouth.
It's just,
like you're taking a poop.
Well, the game is actually fun. It's like, it's free falling is all the game is. You jump off rooftops and you just fall down really long-ass tunnels of building sides. You have glass plates for different amounts of points and stuff, and you actually get rewarded with teeth, which is really funny. But when you log into
are you just hoping to get a full denture set by the end of
the game? Yeah, I guess. But when you log into the game, it's this cube menu or something like that, and it's like you have to unlock stuff that's next to the cubes you've already unlocked and work your way all the way around the cube for all these different maps and upgrades. And it's actually pretty fun because you jump off and you free fall, and they have things called hugs and kisses. And a hug is where you ride against a wall all the way down, and it lights up. If it lights up, you get a hug point. And the closer you stay to it and go down, you keep hearing this ding sound. That's kisses you're getting just for being right next to the edge, basically almost smacking into it.
So what are you?
You're just a free jumper. That's it. You just jump off rooftops
so
and you
fall down.
Wanting hugs and kisses and teeth.
And yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Do they tell you why you're getting teeth or kisses or...
It's...
How high
it's a
do
novelty
you need to be
game.
For this game.
It's a novelty game. It's almost like,
like Rez or something like that.
Almost like Rez. It reminds me a lot of what was that one game that came out with the Audio Surf. It reminds me a lot of Audio Surf, except you can't import your own MP3s and it doesn't build maps from the EQ of your MP3s. But it's just basically that same thing where you're just free falling, moving around the map, going through small tight enclosures made by the buildings and stuff. Just really hard to do. It actually gets pretty intense at times. And you get upgrades. Like, there's an upgrade you get for a thumbs up or flip off when you're free falling.
I was about to ask you if you could shoot a womp rat.
No. But it's like if you see a group of audience members that are white-colored, they have a white overlay,
so
you can give them
a race
yes. You can give them a thumbs up, and it gives you extra points. If they're red-colored, you flip them off because they're protesters who are protesting the show that this is all about. It's actually really fun. I thought it was stupid.
So is this a demo, or did you pick it up?
Yeah, it's a demo. The game is actually only like $10, and it's on live. And I played it. The demo, you can go through the demo quite far, because on live, you just get 30 minutes of full gameplay. And I went through probably about 8-9 different maps, and they just came increasingly harder and harder and harder. It was actually a lot of fun. Really got into it. So, and the only cons I would say is that it's real shitty graphics for the most part. It looks like the game was put out back in like 2000 or so. So the color schemes are just really obnoxious too.
Not even pastels, just like lime green and...
No, just a lot of really bright colors and shit. It's basically a trip game almost in a way, but I can never imagine trying to play that while tripping or high. You just plant yourself in it. Because every time you hit a side of a building, you're like, it's flying off of it. Or you can ground yourself into a roof and die. And you have a parachute you have to deploy at the bottom in order to land, otherwise you die. But it is a pretty fun fucking game. I enjoyed it. Anyways, that's for me, the guy who really had no games to play this week, because I was busy doing other stuff. And Justin, I heard you've been playing some Minecraft.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I saw how your little house. So
it's adorable.
It's adorable.
Oh man.
Do you ever get that cellar built?
Yeah, and then I opened up into a cave.
Oh really?
Yeah, and then I went out into the world and I'm trying to see if I can
become a man.
Yeah. Minecraft. Okay, so I've been hearing a lot about this on podcasts and news, and everybody's like, Minecraft this, Minecraft that. I was like, I'm going to try it out. Mm-hmm. So I tried it out, and then I picked up the game. And Minecraft is an interesting game because the graphics are absolute shit. It is a independent game, and the guy that did it, like, he made it like $300,000 over a weekend over this.
Yeah, one weekend.
So, I mean...
Oh, he hired on one other guy now, so now it's two guys.
Two guys.
Banking.
Yeah, so it started off as like this world like level building thing, and you had these little blocks. And for those of you that don't know what Minecraft is, it's one of those games where you're going around the world with these like Nintendo 64 graphics, basically.
No, not even 64, dude. No, no.
I was thinking like
PlayStation,
like
maybe
Doom.
No, not even PlayStation. It's like, dude. This is like 8-bit.
This is like King's Quest.
Doom.
No, this is even King's Quest was a little bit better than this because the arm actually looked pretty okay on King's Quest. Kingsfield, you mean?
Kingsfield, yeah.
This is more like 8-bit, really.
But it is 3D.
Yeah, it is 3D, but it's just 8-bit done
3D
in 3D.
Of 8-bits.
No, it's like PlayStation 1, to be fair.
No. PlayStation 1 had Final Fantasy fucking like 8 7. And 7, and also 9, and those looked really good.
I'm going to still go with PlayStation. Anyways, check it out for yourself. It's like playing with Legos.
He's so wrong.
And that's your opinion. I've been playing it for like 30,000 hours.
Yeah, so. I played a lot of PlayStation, so.
I've played a lot more Minecraft than you. So, anyways.
I saw it before you.
I'd stop whipping out the dicks, guys.
Yeah.
Because mine's bigger. And anyways, so Minecraft.
In Minecraft, because it's all pixelated.
They're 1 meter by 1 meter blocks, like that guy said.
Yeah.
That is true. So, in Minecraft... It started off as a level builder thing, and I was like, okay, I'm going to build a house. And I got really bored really fast, and I was just building stuff. And I was like, what do I do? I mean, I don't know how to craft. I saw this guy playing with, like, a freaking rail cart and everything. I was like, how do I do that? And I figured out, oh, that's in Alpha.
Oh.
Alpha's a little different. Alpha's actually a lot different. They have this thing called survival mode. And survival mode means you go on these day-night cycles, and you have to... dig out a little hole, light the hole because monsters spawn in darkness, and then when darkness falls, zombies and spiders and...
The tooth fairy because he said darkness falls.
Exploding plants.
You keep refluting to fairies, you.
Yeah, he does.
He's just got it on the brain because it's on his shirt. But skeletons and zombies and exploding dudes named Creepers. And basically they like...
That's
surround
a good name for them.
Yeah. Well, they blow up.
But they're called, but they're
Justin
called Creepers.
At the bar sometimes.
Yeah,
too.
Creeper.
I just explode into drunkenness.
It's like, who's that creepy guy? That's the Creeper.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. So anyways, like the, you're building a house and you got to wall it up and make windows and stuff and light everything and you dig tunnels and like, it's just like you're constantly building shit and then you combine stuff to like make weapons and make items for your house. Like I combined a bunch of stuff to make pickaxes and swords and... you know, shovels and all sorts of things to make my mining easier. But the metagame of this is I go online to look at, like, stuff people have built. And I was showing Andrew right before the show. This guy is, like, ultra dork. Like, he's like, I built this big pit. It's really big. And he's like, he pans across and he's like, and then I built the USS Enterprise to scale. And he did.
Yeah, the thing is one scale.
And it's impressive.
Yeah,
it's huge.
I remember seeing that.
It looks like it's built out of Legos. And I was like, holy shit, that's fucking awesome.
I was actually, when I saw that, I was sitting there staring at it. I was like, wow, Minecraft actually has some really good lighting. Because
yeah, the lighting
is
really
decent. It actually glares as it goes off in the distance, and the sun actually does come around the side and glares it out. And it's got shadowing and everything on it. And I was like, wow, that's actually really impressive looking.
So that's the cool thing. And then he still has to survive against monsters at night. But yeah, it's just, it's retarded fun for all of you people
it's
that are retarded.
Fun.
It's a retard.
It's
better
a retard.
Than Stretch Armstrong.
it's nobody steals your Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
But that's not fair to the mentally handicapped people.
Because not all handicapped people like Stretch Armstrong. I'm just saying, you know.
But no. Okay, I'm not going to be that mean. But
goodbye, sex users.
You like snorkels, don't you? I mean, that's your preferred retard fun, isn't it?
No, I play chess with a helmet. just in case.
Wicked good though.
And no, safety glasses. Safety glasses because he has a narcoleptic attack and falls on a bishop. So
from playing too long. But yeah. No, it's a cool game. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm going to continue playing it. So.
Nice.
You should really pick it up. You can even make food and stuff. And
are there any cons?
The graphics are bad, but you get used to it because it feels so old school hardcore, and that's what I like about it.
I like the complete freedom of it to do whatever and light people's houses on fire.
To go and grief someone else's house and burn it to the ground.
The graphics are okay. I found a good comparison. The graphics are like old school Wolfenstein or Doom or something.
That's
like
better because that goes Doom. Back to fucking old PC. So
that was on PlayStation.
Yeah, it was put out on PlayStation.
I'm fucking right.
Yeah.
So anyway,
put out by ID when they were still like fucking using shitty ass graphics. Nothing like Doom 3.
Yeah.
Or
anyways. Rage.
Rage.
Yeah, Rage. It's going to be like the best looking game in the world that's coming from ID.
I know. They haven't built a new engine in like 6 years, and this is all that they've built.
Yeah, and you know that engine runs on a fucking iPhone.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that at E3.
Yeah, it'll run on a fucking iPhone, and it looks that good. It's ridiculous. But yeah, Minecraft, that, and fucking Alpha Protocol, but Jesus.
So tell us a little bit about Alpha Protocol.
Okay, Alpha Protocol. You guys played it or
no?
You know it
I is? Just heard TVGP say every day something about it. So
yeah, so I listen to them a lot, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna give it a shot, and we got it in our GameFly, and I was like, I don't got anything to play this weekend except more Minecraft. But I went ahead and decided to play some Alpha Protocol, and I went in it with really low expectations because I've heard good things, but I've heard a lot of horrible things about it. And you can now get it for like $15 from GameFly.
Yeah.
So,
to buy?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn.
So this is going to be like my Dark Void review that I did for Carousel. It's a good fucking buy. It's really fucking fun. There are some things about it that are epically broken, but this is what an RPG is about. It's about storytelling, and it does a really good job of telling a really cheesy story. I mean, it's just so over-the-top, campy, spy, cloak-and-dagger bullshit that I just loved it. Like, you have, like, you remember if you played Mass Effect, you had the different choices, like Paragon or Renegade. Well, you have a third choice. You basically have Suave, Aggressive, or Professional. Or Attack. And
hiya!
Or just fuck it.
and you get points for mixing it up and everything else. So, but the dialogue is, like, real time. Like, you're talking, and you have, like, a second to choose one of those. And then that will determine, like, that choice is saved in the rest of the fucking game. So it affects, and there's a lot of choices like that, and I really enjoyed that a lot.
I love games that do.
So it's like, you know, choose your own adventure, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I remember one thing I did like about it was the skill building.
Yeah, there was a lot of skill building. I've heard people bitch like, yeah, I played an hour of it, and I couldn't shoot the pistol to save my life. I was aiming down the sights, and I couldn't hit anybody. Well, it's like D&D basics. I mean, there are dice rolls in the background when you're shooting stuff. So, like, yeah, your reticle is huge as hell because you can't hit anything.
Yeah, my reticle's pretty big.
Yeah, it is from all those cabbages you've been shoving up there.
Yeah.
Cabbages. Anything that you could pull out, you
that
choose
was just so
cabbages.
That was very off-putting.
It was.
Yeah.
Distilled in vinegar.
Distilled in vinegar. Served with honey. Anyway.
Wow.
So anyways, yeah, so like you're playing, and like I ended up the first time through playing as one of those that said my subclass is spy. So I was like sneaking around and headshotting guys and coming up behind them and choking them and stabbing them in the head and all sorts of stuff.
Sexual fetishes lived out in the game.
Well, and I heard somebody say, well, you get the stealth skill high enough, you can go up and like take down a room of guys. Well, yeah, I did do that. You hit a button and you're invisible, basically. You can walk up to them and just like, you know, fucking stab the guy in the face, go around to the other guy, choke a bitch, go around and hit the guy, you know, the fucking in the ear, and just like you're all over the place. Like
and the one guy right across the hall is just like, why are all those people falling down?
Well, they, like the little
why
alert
are they
symbol.
Falling down?
The little alert thing goes on, and you see they're all alerted. They don't know what's going on. Then you
what's
go and
box
like
doing here?
Run up to his face and like stab him. And he
fucking
doesn't
predators killing us all.
But yeah, so like at one of the higher levels, you get 19 seconds of invisibility, but it's Jesus. Got like a 300 second cooldown. So I mean,
use it.
You say, so yeah, I got a big room. I had, you know, fucking 5 minutes cooldown on it. So
yeah, but can you turn the invisibility off before the hold? So once you activate it, it's activated.
You got 5 minutes after that.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's fair. It's a skill, and I like it a lot. So
yeah,
fuck those guys.
Yeah, I remember the graphics are not the best in the world.
Well,
but
I think if it had came out during when Mass Effect 1 was out, I think it'd have done all right because it's about the same graphic quality as Mass Effect 1.
Mass Effect 1 had a little bit better detail on the like textures and stuff. This
a
one,
bigger budget.
Yeah, this one's very very bland graphics, but that doesn't really take away from the game. I'm just saying that
I
think
Minecraft.
That, yeah, yeah. But what I think it is with a lot of people who did play it who trashed on it because it did not get that great of reviews is they popped it in, watched the intro cinematic with the airplane and the missiles, and they're just like, wow, this looks like Siphon Filter, like worse than Siphon Filter. This is horrible. This looks like PlayStation 1 graphics. And people just kind of got turned off by it. And then they get into the gameplay, and it's like you get that phone call at the beginning. It's going like, you know, you gotta show your PDA, and they're like, you know, you're gonna still kill this asshole. Is gonna walk in, and you can either do that, or you can throw
a fire extinguisher through the window, or she can distract him, and then you can go back behind him and kill him. Or
I killed the guy. I said fuck it. I hid behind the door, and when he walked in, I just grabbed him and killed him. So, but it's cool because it gives you those options. It gives you those options on. So it has that very nonlinear, you know, strategy
well,
to how
you
want to do stuff.
I was actually, I think it was either 1UP or Kotaku that I was listening to, and they were saying that they were actually giving it a good review, and he was talking about. I was like, yeah, after about an hour or so gameplay, he's like, I just really fell in love with the game. Like he was giving it, I think he was giving it like an 8 out of 10. Whereas a lot of people were giving it a 5 or a 4, maybe even a 6, but like, and a lot of the people's bitches were about little graphical things or stupid bugs or the AI being stupid as hell. But the gameplay and the funness factor, the entertainment factor is definitely there.
Well, I remember you were running around with a Fidel Castro beard, a pair of aviators, and a fucking military hat, you know?
Yeah.
And a Hawaiian shirt. with white pants. And I was like, my God, you look like a Miami tourist.
That's
really awesome.
Fidel on vacation.
And then he goes into mission mode, and he's got, like, this body, like, you know, stealth Kevlar shit on with his fucking huge beard and the fucking glasses and
aviators.
And the hat on. And I'm like, wow, that just really doesn't work.
He's not stealthy at all, but, you know, I'm totally okay with it. It's the funniness of the game because it's just so entertaining.
Yeah.
But the voice acting is actually pretty decent. So, I mean, I'm really impressed with what they did on such a small budget because... What I understand,
who did that?
It was Obsidian that did it.
Oh, really?
With Sega.
Huh. Yeah.
Sega produced, but Obsidian made the game. So I'm kind of. It looks like to me they just ran out of money. Yeah. Like, if they'd have had enough time to play test it and put some more time into actually working out some of the bugs, I think it would have done as good as something like Fallout or Mass Effect. But they just had a few things wrong with it. But definitely for
so
15
you're
bucks.
Hoping on the second one?
It's not going to come out.
Oh.
I've heard it confirmed, but.
Yeah.
The. They're not going to be able to do that. Besides, Obsidian swallowed up with Fallout right now. So
yeah. It's one of those things where the graphics in the game hindered its popularity largely because I think a lot of people walked away within the first hour.
I'm just going to bring that up right now. I think really people are too high on the miners in a game.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a game good is not the graphics.
No.
What makes a good game good is not the voice acting or the sound effects or the music. What makes a game good is the gameplay.
Yeah, and the story, I think.
So I think those are the things that contribute to me as far as what I look for in a game is good gameplay, something that's really entertaining or a good story because sometimes a game is just about a story. And if it's got one of those things that are pretty good, then I'm probably going to play it again or I'm probably going to really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, it's like... Edge of Darkness.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it was called. It was Edge of Darkness. Yeah. And that game was for GameCube, and the graphics were pretty good for its time, but it was a really hokey game.
Think about Perfect Dark. That's a hokey-ass game, and
but,
it's fun as hell.
But with Edge of Darkness, but the gameplay was not, like, the actual controls was not all that fantastic, but the story fucking rocked. Story is what actually drove you, and the way that the game would fuck with you by making your console, make you think it rebooted. Or your TV shows a mute, you know, emblem and makes you, it would fuck with you. You get to like this really big part of the game and the whole screen goes black and it says, thank you for playing Edge of Darkness or whatever it was called. Or it wasn't called Edge of Darkness. What was it?
Edge of Darkness is the most.
Yeah, I know, but this is, what was it called?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. We had this discussion.
Because I used to love playing that game. But it says, thank you for playing this game. Look for part two coming in like this is back in 2006. And it says, look for part two in 2011. And you're like, what? And then like it reboots and goes right back into the game. And then you get decapitated. And you're like, what the fuck? And then it reboots. And there you are back in the room again. Completely fine. And you're like, okay. Okay.
It's a really bizarre game.
Yeah.
Now, what I think, going back to Alpha Protocol, what I think also hindered their sales and stuff, I had no idea what the fuck it was. I didn't hear anything about it. Like, there was no
because, you know, Sega knows best, right? Because they've made a gazillion consoles.
Oh, I did not see any advertisement. I saw the reviews that they're awful. I'm like, okay, I don't give a shit. I've never heard of this game. I don't care.
It was Eternal Darkness.
There we go.
Yeah, Sandy's Requiem. Yeah, that was it.
But yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, I heard nothing about this game except for when the reviews came out. And
yeah, and everybody trashed
up
on it, and I didn't get it because of reviews. And so I think that's important with us being reviewing a lot of stuff here. We point out some of these flaws because we're not getting paid to do this. We don't have any sponsors, though we wouldn't mind some that aren't game related. It's like Jägermeister or PBR or something like that. But
Mountain Dew. But,
Mountain Dew.
That's gamer fuel. But yeah, Monster. But yeah, we don't get kickbacks to kiss ass.
So we don't have to. Yeah. And so when we get a game that we like, we're going to harp on it. And I think that you really should look at some of the independent reviewers when you think about some of this stuff, because we don't have anything to lose if we trash on something.
Yeah. We have no angry emails.
And then there's three or four of us with completely different fucking opinions on a game, because you two loved, I mean, I'm bringing back Spider-Man.
And then we have Bill O'Reilly over here. She hates everything.
I don't hate everything.
She's like, no offense, but, you know, it was shit. Like, oh, shit.
You get the last word, but it was shit.
Like, don't tase me, bro.
You should be ashamed of what you do.
I find good things in games, too, not just the bad.
It's like, press pause and walk out of the room and fuck your own face, you know. Your game, if you like this game, go fuck yourself. Anyway,
make it Tom Cruise.
Yeah. but no, it's like we're all different what we like. And yes, me and Justin really like Spider-Man.
Yeah, and you guys didn't, and that's okay.
Yep.
Because that gives you two different opinions.
And you know what? You and I actually beat the game. I epically beat the game, and he didn't even get fucking. Hey. He didn't even finish like
so
fucking Act 3. He didn't even get into it.
Where are we going? Where are we
you
going?
You didn't
with
finish
this one?
The game.
Okay.
Oh, even if a game sucks, I beat it, you know?
No, you beat every game you play.
No, I said even if a game sucks, I beat it. And yes, I have beat pretty much every game I played.
Every game.
As far as I can
every
think
game.
Back.
I should have loaned you Viking when I had it.
That one, I don't know. If I would have
That was a pretty epically bad
Actually, that was a remake. I remember. I think that was a remake. No. I'm thinking of Rune. Never mind. I'm thinking of Rune because that was another Viking game. But anyways, I probably would have gone ahead and beaten it.
No, you wouldn't.
You never know. I want those achievements. So.
The only other reviewer I know that has actually beaten that game is Knobs from TVGP.
What about
Yahtzee
that he beat it?
I don't think he even wanted to give it the time of day.
Yeah.
You heard his review of Nier.
Yeah. I heard his review about a lot of things I like. Yeah.
He breaks a little part of my soul every time
reviews. I love Yahtzee reviews because, one, they make me laugh, and two, they're actually very well informed, but at the same time, sometimes I just want to fucking strangle them because I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, man? It's part of the act, but sometimes he goes a little out there and just...
He's like
totally
Sam Kinison of fucking...
Yeah, well,
reviews.
George Carlin, George Kanison, man, he nitpicks every little thing. He does, like, even storyline. You know, and that's one of the big piss-offs is that he's, like, with Halo, he's like, you know, when he's talking about how during the cinematics, people just be sitting right on the edge of the helicopter.
Yeah.
And how there's no seatbelts in any of the Warthogs. And you're just like, Jesus, man, come on.
Stop pulling these to light.
It's a fucking game, you know? But anyways, yeah.
In the movie, they will wear seatbelts.
Yes. In the movie,
if it ever gets made.
In the movie, they will have to because it's Saab that's making all the vehicles. So, and they don't want to be known as a reckless company. But anyway, I could actually. Who do you think would end up providing the vehicles for?
BMW,
Hummer.
No, it's probably like GM or something like that.
Yeah,
why? So they all explode whenever people hit them. So faulty gas tanks. So
couldn't see it being Japanese. They're too small.
No, I could see it being Hummer. Or Jeep.
I mean, not that I'm not making a racial slur there.
Wait,
I'm just saying that Japanese vehicles are all small.
Hummer's gone, though, aren't they? Did they fold?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think they did.
Did GM pick them up?
I don't know if they got picked up. I know Hummer went out, though. They might have gotten picked back up.
I think they got picked up by GM.
Great, so now they're all going to explode. I think Jeep could definitely do the fall. I guess that's because I love Jeep. So that makes
all be modified Exteris.
Wait.
Yes.
GM already does the actual Army MRAPs, which, yeah. I mean, they have a close-to model of what they have to do with it. They just have to tweak it a little bit. I'd see GM.
See, I'm right.
I don't know.
Me and the Andrew agree.
Boom. Fist bump.
Jeep might be cheaper to get than GM.
Maybe. I don't know.
So, and when a Halo movie comes out, there's a few things they're probably going to skip money on. So.
I don't know. Prosthetics.
Yeah,
prosthetics. I think that even...
Did that Elite's face makeup just fall off? Why is his forehead drooping down? Does he have Tourette's? Does he have like...
Why does he
Tourette's?
Look like Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
I think the thing about Halo that's interesting is you find a lot of people, you're like, that guy doesn't look like a gamer at all, and he's like talking about his Halo experience the night before, and you're like, are you serious?
They just start recycling like Star Trek, you know, Klingon makeup for the fucking Covenant. You know, you're like, dude, is that Khan?
Like, I heard a guy tell me he was going to come up to work on Halloween in Halo armor, and it was somebody that I'd never expected.
You're talking about the closet Halo gamers.
I mean, I'm not a big Halo fan, but I appreciate what they're doing because they're making it frat boy cool, which then in turn makes it mainstream cool,
which makes us less nerdy.
Exactly.
Well, when Halo came out,
Justin might get laid.
When Halo came out, it was Combat Evolved because they claimed they had taken the first person shooter and.
Evolved
it into a new form of combat, which they actually did. The AI was a lot cooler, you know. The actual enemies actually, you know, did shit than just stand there for the most part.
I like the grunts.
Yeah, the grunts are funny as hell. And just like with the Yahtzee, what he bitched about. What Yahtzee bitched about was that, yeah, ever since they did Combat Evolved, they really haven't evolved too much of the combat. It's always been the same thing recycled. And I'll admit that I agree with them on that to a certain point.
It's just they do it good.
They do it good, yeah. Yeah. And Bungie has great humor, so they really do.
Though the last game wasn't that funny.
It was supposed to be more serious.
It was a very dark game, really.
Yeah. The grunts don't actually say really anything.
Well, I remember Scott was talking about how they hadn't translated that yet.
Yeah, yeah. What they did is they actually kept it in with storyline, so that way the grunts, you
like,
can't
if we ever
understand
get Scott
what
back
they
on
say.
Here, he knows the Halo universe inside and out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but what they basically did is since Cortana was the one who translated all the Covenant, you know, factions' languages, and she's just introduced at the very end of Reach, they basically said that since she was not active in that entire game, you cannot understand anything most of them say except for elites. Because I think you can actually hear what the elites say, because they say, he's under, is he using cover? Flank him! And then that's when you know you're fucked, when they start flanking, so... Because those fuckers charge. But yeah, grunts you can't understand, which kind of made me sad, because I really love the grunt humor. So, but yeah. Yeah. Back on track. Because we're so way off, we're in a totally different railroad company now. Let's go ahead and fall back into Fallout. New Vegas.
Yeah. That was an awesome segue.
I know. Which, which three of the four people at this table have played?
Yeah, I had a fiasco with it.
Yeah.
And Amazon, if you listen to this podcast...
Go fuck yourself.
You fucked me.
You were so excited about Amazon last week, and this week you're like, we hate it.
I did release date delivery, and then they refunded me my 99 cents and gave it to me the next day. Yeah. So that really kills you on reviewing a game. So I went out and fucking rented it the night before.
Which I am enjoying right now.
Yeah, now that I got the game, so...
I think I might go buy it tonight. I'm still debating.
Yeah, because we need more Mountain Dew, but...
We do?
Yeah, we do. We will.
Like, I'm going to be pissing yellow tonight! Like, neon green!
All out. I'd be rad to get my rat away.
It's like, I'm going to the bathroom after this, and I'm just going to piss for 3 minutes straight.
What's funny about Fallout is it's actually kind of turning into a mainstream game, and like...
Oh, yeah.
I remember playing Fallout... Remember when we worked for that web company?
Yeah.
And I installed it on my company computer? I'd sit back there and play while you guys are all doing work.
I just sat there. No, see, what I did is I took the company's laptop and put a whole bunch of movies on it. I'd sit there on the computer working on...
fixingjankos.com. And probably should
fixing,
throw that out.
Fixing, I don't think they're around anymore, but fixing his website because whoever programmed it fucking sucked. So I'm sitting there having to go out and like cut out the edges on mailboxes and stuff. And I'll bleep out the name. Anyways, and doing all this crap while I'm watching I Drink Your Blood on the laptop. You know, and then I have people come in to
talk
to me.
So you guys are excellent employees.
Yeah, but no, I had the dude who owned the website come in to talk to me, and I just muted the fucking laptop. And I'm sitting here watching some fucking movie. I don't remember which one that had like a 5-minute rape scene. So I'm sitting here talking business to the guy who owned that website, and the laptop's turned towards me, and there's this just chick getting punched in the face, beaten up. A really good story, though. And all this crap. And I'm trying to listen to him while this is going on, and I just like, you know, this is kind of humorous, so I'm not going to press the space button to stop it. I'm just going to let it keep going because he was a huge hardcore Bible thumper at the same time.
Yeah,
so
he was a big dude.
I just thought it was humorous to have that going, but yeah, I never got my last paycheck from there.
Yeah,
so Eli,
that though, desk, don't you?
Yeah, Eli. Oh yeah, the one you had sex on. That's great. Yeah. But yeah, if Eli goes out there, you can suck my fucking nut. You fucking pinky ring wearing gangster wannabe piece of shit. Anyways,
yeah, my boss was. Well. I can't say this on the podcast.
No, no. Nobody gives two shits.
No, he might kill me.
No, he is scary. He is scary. I think he actually opened up a new place up here called... I'm not saying what. I just said one word in it, but the... is that his? I can take that. I can bleep that out.
Hold on.
All right, we're going to... You're going to... Hold on. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
His name is Eli Moss. He owns a bar down in Mexico called Los.
Then he owns two Los here in town. That's why I don't.
Then
eat
the guy
little.
Owns
is his,
like
is his dad named Jimmy.
The guy owns like 400 fucking buildings in Tulsa alone.
Is his dad named Jimmy?
This guy's old. This guy's
he's a
old.
Big guy. No, this guy's a little dude, like a little not. What is it? Is he Mexican?
Eli Moss. No, he was kind of white.
No, he was like Italian.
Yeah, well, he thought he was Italian.
He acted. Yeah, it was like working for the fucking
mob. Like fucking cons, fucking motherfucking cons, mother douchebag, bitch.
So we're gonna bleep out certain parts of this conversation.
Yeah.
So
I don't know him then. I felt when
he was money laundering, and I found out about it, and I told everybody to quit.
Yeah, when I quit,
because we were making $5,000 a month. For the company, mm-hmm. and our company reserve was sitting at like $100,000, and it'd go to like nothing, $100,000, and then nothing.
He kept saying that we were losing money, but it didn't make sense because we had customers. And
my boss just mysteriously quit, and I never. So she just like came.
She came back.
Says, she was crying. She's like, "I gotta quit." Blah blah blah. She's like, "So get your last check." Blah blah blah. And then I called up my boss, and it's like, "So," just walked out. Mm-hmm. He's like, "All right, well, you're the man in charge."
Oh yeah, he made him CEO.
Like within an hour.
Yeah,
and
then
I was
he was
over,
my boss.
I was over him and like four other people. Scott, I was over him and John.
Yeah, we hired them for sales because we needed help. But now he actually got a hold of me. Felicia emailed me like a week after I quit.
Yeah,
and was asking me to come back to work on one website. I started to work on Fox. I said no,
and then
she asked me to work on Eli's son's website.
Yeah,
yeah, and I said no, and then Eli emailed me. And I felt that if I continued to deny him, he was going to threaten to break my legs because he started getting really pissy with me through email. So I just stopped responding to him because he was a very violent guy. And they still owe me like $145, $200. I never went back for it.
Never.
Yeah.
I just told Trent, I was like, fuck it. We don't want to mess with this guy.
We should just play all of this and just bleep out names.
Yeah, we could do that. I almost got my legs broke by a fucking wannabe gangster. So over his fucking
I don't think
kid's
he'd be
website.
Really that wannabe anymore if he's actually going to break your fucking leg.
Uh-huh. He got in trouble by the IRS for pyramid scheme and had to move to like the Bahamas for 3 years. Then he came back.
Jeez. Huh.
Yep.
I found out all about this on the internet just looking up his name, and I was like, pyramid scheme, blah, blah, blah. And it was like 1999.
Didn't he own the CIA building?
No,
I think he did. I think he does. I think
he owns
still,
a lot of shit.
I think he still owns a building.
This guy's fucking scary.
Yeah,
he's mad rich, and he is just fucking dangerous. All right, now we're gonna go and talk about our main title we're gonna discuss tonight, which is Fallout New Vegas, and three of the four people that have been playing it. And Justin, you were the first.
Yeah, and then Amazon kind of screwed me over. So, and I was singing their praises last week.
Yep.
Yeah.
I bet you feel pretty foolish.
Yeah, that release date shipping, not so much.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cancel my Tron order on them. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed about that. So they refunded me my 99 cents and then gave it to me the next day, which means that I had to go out to Blockbuster and pay almost 10 bucks to rent it for a day so that I could review it. So, which pissed me off a lot because...
Game Pass.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I might do that, but they might be going under, so I don't know. But anyways, yeah, Fallout.
What's the worst that'll happen, Lee? It just ends?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't always rent, though. I buy a lot of stuff.
Well, I think Blockbuster's closing their stores, and they're going to keep those Blockbuster cubes. Since
I don't know.
That
when
seems
it happens,
to be the new
then
thing.
I won't have my Game Pass, but...
Maybe, but the Game Pass, they might try and find a way to port it over to the actual to the
I'll
to
probably
the
cancel
cube
my
things.
Account and be like, so, nope, done.
Yep. Well, anyways, Fallout, I've been having a blast, and I haven't had nearly as much time as you've had with the rented copy, but...
I've only played about 6 hours, maybe.
I've played 6 hours, and I'm not nearly as far as you are.
Well, you're in hardcore mode.
Well, yeah,
explain hardcore mode.
Hardcore
mode. Well, let's get to that.
Okay.
Afterwards, let's talk about the initial stuff.
Initial impression is I'm fucking in love with it. There's a lot of throwbacks to the old games. I played the old games. Oh, I know how we segued. I know how I'm going to... Where am I going with this? Fallout 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Yes, I used to play that company me and you worked at.
Yeah.
And that was years and years and years ago, that web development company. But the... it throws back... Like, if you played Fallout 2, you remember one of the opening missions was to find some Xander root and a... what kind of flower is that? A Brock flower.
Yeah, Brock flower and Xander
to make
root.
Healing power for the tribal medicine man.
Yeah, which they brought back in this one. That's actually one of the very first missions.
Right. You don't meet a medicine man, but it's part of the survival training is to find the flowers and the roots and everything to start getting stuff for survival, which that's the metagame, and I really, really enjoy that my big problem with 3, the first one Bethesda released, was there wasn't any survival and there wasn't enough RPG for me. And I really like that game, but the thing I was looking for in it is you're in a post-apocalyptic nuclear wasteland, and you're not really having to survive. You're just surviving enemies and quests and missions and things like that, but you're not surviving. It's like, I don't feel like I'm role-playing enough, I guess. And
you put on your elf ears and your fucking cape.
No, I got out my rusty coat.
He pulls out his Lord of the Rings pajamas.
I get out Sting.
Yeah, Sting. your Sting is Fae. The beautiful Fae. Anyway, Fade.
Yeah. But
a little Dune reference there.
Yeah. Well, there's the Fae in that one series.
No, I was thinking of Fade, though. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Baron Harkonnen.
I'm playing on hardcore mode. I just started off on hardcore mode because I heard a lot about it. I don't know, none of you fuckers did, but... Hardcore mode means you have to worry about being thirsty.
Wanted to enjoy the game.
I'm really enjoying
so,
it.
I wanted to take in all the stuff they brought back and some of the new stuff without having to worry about dehydrating to death.
It's so cool, though.
I plan on doing it. I just want to actually play the game through
it's
once.
It's like,
and then go back.
I'm really dehydrated, and then my vision is blurry, and then I lose some perception.
Exactly how bitch it would be to get into a gunfight like that.
It makes it so much more fun.
I'm sure it does, but it also makes it more of a bitch.
That's the guy that beat Halo on Legendary is afraid for hardcore mode.
No, I wanted to enjoy this game. I wanted to go in and just touch the surface and
so
enjoy
for those
it.
Of us
I wanted
that
to stroke
are...
its details before I go into the hardcore.
That's your opinion. So here's the thing about it, though. To me, it opens up a lot of different interesting avenues for the game. So I'm eating, though I'm not losing health. I'm eating because my character's hungry. I'm drinking not because I need health. I'm drinking because my character's thirsty. I'm sleeping not because I need health, but because I need sleep. So I'm actually encountering real-world needs, I mean, albeit they're simulated, of course, with the game, and that's something that adds a whole new dimension to it, because I'm collecting extra food. My ammunition weighs something now, so I have to worry about getting the right kind of guns and the most effective ammo, rather than just carrying a big truckload of shit with me all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
No, you do not. Duke Nukem, you will.
Well, yeah, I know in Duke Nukem, but...
It opens up with, you know...
Taking a piss.
Yeah. Taking a piss and then getting a blowjob.
You gotta love Duke Nukem.
But, yeah, it's interesting that they're taking it to that level, and I haven't heard a lot of people talk about that, but it's the thing that's really turning me on about the game is being able to have those needs. And then the crafting in it. So like there was like the Wasteland lunch that you can make with a lunch box and like like gecko meat or rat meat or something and a couple of other things, and you get they all have different effects. And when you heal on hardcore mode, like the old game, you hit a stim pack, you're instantly good. So you could go in a gunfight with like 180 stim packs and just keep popping them like candy.
Yeah.
Just hotkey it and pop it every time you get low on health. And this one, you got to be a little bit more strategic.
Well, so plus they brought the super stim packs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they brought back the stim packs, the super stim packs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, to give an example, I went into a gunfight where I was in a room with four guys. I just thought about
so,
that.
So there I was.
And you just walked in.
Balls
said,
deep in the
sand. You just said, who's first? So. I'm going to be the caboose.
I love the fact that you are the first one that actually laughed about it.
Yeah.
Because I realized it as soon as it came out of my mouth.
It's because when he was in the situation, he thought to himself, you know, in real life, I just blow these guys and get out of it. You know?
I like Bill Clinton.
So I'm blowing them away.
Yeah.
No, but really, like.
So I'm beating them off. I mean, down hardcore. And
so I was on hardcore mode, but no. So I go into this room and like, if you wear a faction's
man gravy.
If you wear a faction's clothes, it'll disguise you to everybody but leaders and guards and things like that. And so I'm going to rescue this guy. I want to be my sheriff. And
I know what quest you're talking about. Deputy
and
Beagle.
Be my sheriff. And so I'm going to. Capture the sick. I'm just thinking about it. Going to prison.
Wow. That's some pretty. So in survival mode, you have to survive prison rape.
That's what it felt like. But no, so I go in there and I have their faction's clothes on to disguise me.
You want to be my sheriff.
So all I want to do is like rescue this guy, and he's like, I can't be rescued right now because there's all these guys around. You're going to have to take care of them.
You're going to have to take them all on. Yeah.
So
you're stabbing the now you're drinking their blood.
Nobody can see this, Trent.
I know. He knows what I'm talking about.
So I hide behind the counter and I pull out my gun.
I whip out my piece.
All right. Enough of the fucking grade school shit.
My pistolero. This happens
every cast.
And I shoot the guy in the back of the head. And then I change into my leather outfit. So that I have more armor. And
dude, Fallout as a text-based game would be so freaking so sexual.
And then they all turn on me.
They just turn around and you're like, hello.
No, you know what makes it worse is it made my character look like Danny Trejo from Machete.
Nice.
And I named
him
Trejo, so
nice.
He's got a big fucking Fu Manchu going on.
I name mine Trent. So
you name all your characters after
Andrew.
You.
Pretty much.
I always name them weird names or something inspiring like Machete. I really like the movie. But
I name him Unicorn Bright.
He had orange hair.
Yeah. He had an orange mane.
So what happened to me, though, is I got wounded several times, and then my head got wounded, my chest got wounded, my arms, my legs, and then
by
I got
wounded,
a perk.
You mean
gaping.
Spunked, right?
No. Okay. I mean that actually I took crippling damage out of all my limbs, including my head and my torso, except for one leg. And
that leg was just trucking it, though.
that was like, this is my hopping leg.
So, and I finished the fight with like almost no health, and like
for four guys,
oh, no.
You like almost got
dude.
No, on hardcore mode, I would hate to like I've ran into like 10 guys because I was just fucking around, not knowing where I was walking to, and like survived. I don't know if I
especially when two of them are gang leaders. That's the worst because they have the fucking like
the
heavy ass
armor,
the metal armor, which I
okay,
now
yeah.
wear. But,
well, that's one of the things I did, and so it's like I almost fucking died. I had four health or hit points left.
Yeah,
and you know I had to sit in the corner and like heal up, lick my wounds, and.
It's like I'm getting grumpy. Though.
I just gotta, get all this wound
them.
Off me.
I had to suck the venom out.
Like if I pull out the arrow, you suck the venom out. So. But and then I also did the one you're talking about where you run into the cons over in the it's in the police station.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, there's probably like some mantises.
I have
here.
A really funny story about that one actually. So.
Well, and so I did that, and again, just about got anally raped with that.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I do think is cool is the fucking dynamite.
Yeah,
I love the fucking Dynamite.
Dynamite kind of sucks at times, but it is very powerful.
So, speaking of the game, though, like, one of the things I'm really getting off on is the fact that they brought back so many of the
all
other
the guys.
So many references to the old game. You still got the geckos. I'm seeing if I'm going to run into a golden gecko at some point.
Yes, I already ran into one.
Oh,
sweet. There's the Khans, which is a faction from the old games.
Yes.
The fucking mantises are from the old games. You do the random encounters, like you just run out in the wasteland and then something happens, and there's a bunch of mantises feeding on carcasses.
Yep.
And that's in the game. Of course, like the healing powder and everything, the ammo crafting is not from the old game, but the different ammo types is from the old games.
Yeah. I've got a question. Played lightly on the other Fallouts. Is the terrain similar? Like, do you... Oh, I remember that fucking rock or something.
Nothing like that, but, like...
Know. No, because it's like a 20-square-mile fucking area.
I know, no.
Three,
like,
so
like
I don't
a,
remember
like
every rock
stacking
I come
of
across.
Fucking a tower of rocks or something, and you see it, and you're like, holy shit, I saw that 8 years ago or whenever.
Well, in the original game, it was in the same area, though. Like, yeah. You started... Two ended in San Francisco.
But also in the original game, I mean, it's not that first and third person.
But, you know, Vegas is also in Fallout 2 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
New Vegas is.
Oh.
And a lot of the gangsters and things like that are from there. A lot of the style is taken from that. I remember there was a boxing ring in the old one, too.
I keep seeing stuff about boxing. Like, during the loading screens, it shows you the boxing magazine and all that. So I was actually hoping it had the boxing ring.
Yeah, I like the fact that you have the skill books for permanent stat increases as well as the
plus
skill books.
Plus temporary.
Or the ones that are just temporary stuff.
Yeah, which sucks because it kind of makes me mad because you actually find more temporary than permanent.
Well, I think that's the idea.
I know, but I actually liked in Fallout 3 how it was...
What perks did you guys pick up? Traits.
Traits. I picked up Wild Wasteland.
I did too.
Yeah, I got that one just to get the weird.
I want to see what happens. Yeah.
I want to see the skull with the hat walking around. So
yeah. I just want to see a rat go by and just blow up randomly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking, is that like the gore mode? Like,
No. It's just random ass encounters.
Yeah,
supposed to happen.
It's just
weird
stuff. You'll just like some dude will run on screen and his face will explode. Just weird stuff happens.
I just want to see somebody just like randomly run over a hill on fire or something
like
that.
Yeah. That's what the whole Weird Wild West is just weird shit happens.
Okay, then I haven't seen shit yet.
Well, I'm only half a ball deep so far. So
yeah, you got to get like that whole area that I'm in right now where you're still in as well.
Yeah, I'm
that's
a
basically
far
starting
behind.
Area.
Yeah, I know.
That's all that's but once you get past and start getting to New Vegas, that's where the actual game's probably going to really pick up and start, because there's so many missions I've read about that are in New Vegas. That's where a lot of stuff comes from.
Yeah, and I've heard people that have, listening to the Bethesda blog, like some people can speed, like they're testers, of course they're testers.
Yeah.
They're all hardcore motherfuckers. But I've heard some people can speed run it in like 9 hours, but the guy that...
The actual story? Just the story?
Just story.
Yeah, just the story, but they're talking about really hardcore players. The guy that developed the game, he said his average play time was about 70 hours.
No, I'm thinking about, like, with Fallout, Jesus. I cracked out
That's Fallout. Well worth $60 to me, especially as good as the game that no, good yeah. of a game that
well,
is.
Well, I was thinking about Fallout 3. I cracked out the story mode in about 12. No, I did it way
you
faster.
You
than
can
that.
Do that
I
game
got
in,
like,
5 hours.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
I've actually played through it once where
I
just
put, like,
focused
300
on that.
Hours into that game. Jesus.
Yeah, I put in a lot, but if you actually just focus on story, if you actually break down the whole quest thing, it's actually a very short quest for the main story.
All this talk about Fallout, I'm about ready to be done with this cast and go home and play it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, too.
Go ahead.
No, I kind of think this is, we ought to do a little bit of tribute to it. I think that on the pros, yes, there's a lot of game there. There is a lot of good game. There's a lot of good writing so far. I've heard you talking about the story being shitty.
I have heard that the story, the actual main story is weak, but the side quests and stuff was 100 times better.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if you play Fallout, I think the way that most people play it, like I do, you can choose sides on a lot of things, which makes the gameplay different. You can just go out. I just go out like, okay, for the starting quest, I went out and just looked in all the buildings, talked to different people to see if they get different quests.
Yeah, that's why I was telling
and that's
him.
That's why I've only 6 hours. I'm 6 hours in. I'm not nearly as far as you guys. Besides playing on hardcore mode and having to go back to the doctor to repair my limbs.
Yeah, it's like whenever I got into to Novak, you know, and I'm there for a quest, and he's like, oh yeah, the guy you need to talk to is there. I was like, shut up. He's like, well, no, he's just right over there. I said, no, shut up. There's like 9 people out here. Let me fucking talk to all of them.
That's why I wasn't even watching the screen you're playing, because I don't want to see anything that you're doing.
Yeah,
but I wanted to open up the quests myself, you know.
Yeah, but my favorite thing is when you were in that room with me, and I'm not going to say what quest it is or anything, but you're basically leading somebody to be executed, and you get and awesome. It's like some guy's like, find the master that did this and bring him to me so I can kill him, and you go out to talk to people in town, and you realize you can actually, without even investigating, take anybody to be executed. I'm talking to people, and I go to this first guy, and I'm like scrolling through the list, and he gets to, come with me.
Come
I want to take you
cool
to the
thing.
Front of the dinosaur, and you're like, I can kill
this
guy.
I've got something you need to see in front of the dinosaur.
The dinosaur, and I go like, click, and he goes, okay, I'll meet you there. And then you're like, oh, shit. So I go out to like, the next person, talk to them, and says, come with me. And everybody in town, you can talk to solve this mystery. You can take them to their death. I'm just like, this is pretty fucking funny. I can wipe out the whole fucking town.
See, I think that's something
no
that
bad karma.
I think that's something that the first new Fallout game was missing.
Yeah,
was the quirkiness that Obsidian added to the game.
Yeah, the fact that you can be like you could be treacherous in Fallout 3, but in this one you can be really fucking treacherous.
You
could
just be
an asshole.
I don't know how the story is going to play out, but right now I've already determined I'm going to. There's two major factions. You got your two top dog factions, which is the New California Republic. And the
Caesar's Legion,
yeah, or and Kaiser is what some
Kaiser.
People call him. Yeah, they was like, we don't know how to say it, but it's spelt like this. It's either Caesar or Kaiser, and you're like, dipshit, it's Caesar.
Well, they call themselves Kaiser.
I know, which is dumb because it's actually spelt like Caesar with the A first. And I like go into that town, and he's like, you know, we were the mighty Kaiser, and I'm like, that's not how you spell Kaiser.
Now I'm wondering because I know just from the reviews and stuff, it's New California Republic basically own the Hoover Dam and New Vegas.
It's a fight for territory.
Yeah, I'm wondering because I've already decided I want to fight for Caesar's Legion.
I've already decided that too.
I'm not going with them because they're murderous assholes who don't believe
and
in.
And they crucify people.
Yeah, they don't. They actually literally impale crucify them. People and impale them through the anus, and they don't like the idea of mixing with certain classes. And I was like, wow, this is really.
Well, you're
shitty
you're
people.
Hindu.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, these are really shitty people. So,
well, that's why
they burn an entire town just because they serve like raiders.
It's a video game.
They called them
raiders
whores
in Colorado. Yeah, they
like,
called
it's
them
a
whores.
City of whores.
They're like, this is a city of whores. It needed to be purified. And you're like, you're a dick. And he's
God,
like, come on. And he's like, well, if you want to take me on, throw the first punch. And you look around, there's like fucking 12 guys and two dogs. You're like, no.
See, I'm like, when he told me that, I was like,
later, my friend.
I am totally aboard. Any of these choose your own.
He just really wants to wear a skirt.
I do.
Yeah, because all these guys in the Legion, just for people that haven't played, all the guys in the Legion dress like Roman fucking centurion soldiers, which is funniest. And they carry binoculars. Which is really funny.
They're chasing after some scorpion, and I was watching it. I'm like, they're running by wearing skirts and shit.
Yeah. I did kill two of them out in the wasteland just for the fuck of it, because they're like, nobody will see me. Fucking kill them, fucking drop
No,
dead.
But like no, in any choose your own fate game, I always go for the most god awful abomination.
So I go with them the second time. I usually the second play with Fallout 3.
See, I always play the chick as the awful one in that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So you have some pent up rage.
And this
against
is why
women.
He's this is why he's single. But it's like with Fallout 3, my second playthrough,
semi single.
I murdered everybody in the game on my second playthrough. No, we don't.
They do.
I was about to say, did you give me this hickey? I was like, I don't remember. Anyway.
You wouldn't remember. That drugged you.
Yeah. But now, my second playthrough, I usually murder everybody, dogs, people. I can't kill kids, though, in Fallout 3, which kind of made me
Well,
angry,
no, they talked about that originally in the first game. Like, there was a forum post that I was actually replying to, and I was like, so, you know, we're going to get to kill kids. And I was like, let's
you
be
see
consistent.
Him grabbing his junk while I was talking. I go like, yeah. Let me
No, I'm not. I'm just for the sake of realism. I wouldn't do it, but like,
I'm gonna
well, except for a little lamplight.
I'm going to go back to the Republic of Day.
Oh shit, lamplight, dude! I wanted to like throw Molotov cocktails at those kids.
Yeah,
you wanted yeah. Like, they were annoying as shit. Like, if I could have shot one of them in the face, I'd have been okay with that.
Like that one, the guard at the front, that's like, you stop! And you're like, what?
I had to, like, throw a rock at him or something.
Yeah, he was a dipshit.
No, it's just, and I know they're doing that for PR reasons. I mean, people, you know, the what's that lawyer's name that was, that did get disbarred? That was trying to get rid of, like, all violent video games or whatever.
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name, because he wasn't that big of an important person.
But, yeah, and like I said, I mean, video games don't make you violent. I think that violent crime's gone down actually since violent video games come out. You have a shitty day at work. I don't go like fucking postal at work. I come home and I play a violent video game and I feel better.
Especially if it's co-op.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because then you can yell at somebody.
Yep.
But then that adds to spousal abuse.
I'm like, pistol with me. The smoker is on me. Pistol with me.
Yeah, you get pretty pissed off at video games.
Yeah, when somebody's in the fucking microphone, I get pissed off. I'm like, douchebag, I'm behind
you. So he's
you.
Yelling to everybody else who has a microphone.
No, because the guy next to him in that same room has a microphone, and I'm like, Casey, tell him to piss him. And Casey's like, dude, you need to you turn around by hitting that. Turn around by hitting that. I'm like, fuck!
You know, you could have just played the microphone sound through the speakers on the TV.
That would be Casey's fault, not mine. So.
Can we find something to rag on about Kate's about for Casey? Since you know we're supposed to rag on him any chance we can.
He wears a cop hat.
And a onesie. So I was at work, and what did he tell me he's got for his Halloween costume? A sexy devil. Sexy
oh
devil.
God.
I didn't even know that. He's my roommate.
Yeah, so he's like doing a meeting and everything, and then he brings that out at the end of the meeting. He's like, so I got a pretty cool costume. I was like,
Were there women in the room?
Yeah, there
the
was
time?
Women in That's the room why, at the yeah. time. And he goes, I got a sexy devil costume. I was like, Casey.
I think
was like,
Casey.
That's all you, buddy.
Checking off hanging out with him on Halloween.
Yeah. He just wants to be a porn star, I think. That's all it is.
I don't know. It's pretty bad. I mean, I can't harp on his costume because I was gay Terry last year from Reno 911.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Fallout. But when I first started the game, New Vegas, I was sitting there watching it, and I did not expect any like grand revamp of Fallout 3 graphics. I expected it to be Fallout 3 with.
Well, they did use the new. They reskinned some stuff. The only thing I'm really pissed off with is they didn't redo the character models.
Yeah. Did it seem like some of the characters were lacking a bit?
Yeah.
A lot of them were bleached out almost.
Well, there was some of the characters in the starter town. I was like, man, they didn't use a lot of textures on the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've only seen one black person in the game so far.
Did you kill him?
No,
that sounds like him.
No, he just wanted to be friends. He's like,
he's the shopkeeper.
I've run into three.
I've run into one. So. You've been counting?
No, I just recalled three.
He has a little checklist.
No, I just recalled
he's
three.
He's like, I don't
they
see
were,
any Hindus.
They were all vendors.
Do you know there's not an option to be Hindu in the game?
No, but you can just do it with skin color, skin tone. So I don't give a shit. I always play Caucasian. So, because I look more Caucasian than I do Hindu. But anyways,
I was just
yeah,
weird.
I know your joke fell on deaf ears. So anyways,
or lots of ears.
Anyway, but yeah, it seemed like you know some of the game was just really lacking in areas with graphics. Like you said earlier, it felt like a pre-release.
Yeah, and there's some glitches like with the deputy. I thought. Oh, he says, give him a gun. So I gave him a gun and all the heavy shit I had in my pack. And then as soon as I got out the door and I rescued him. No, he didn't die. I saved him, but I tried to talk to him to get my stuff back, and then he just keeps talking. There's no option to get my stuff back. It's just like, you have
really?
Like,
I saved you from prison.
I was like, I almost felt like just killing him.
I gave him a gun, and then he ran into a room and just stood there while guys shot him in the face, and he died.
Well, I walked out on the roof, and... Like I was hoping he'd follow me, and he didn't follow me, so I went back inside the building, and then he was gone, and I was like, what the fuck? So, like, I'm, like, super paranoid, and then I had, like, a companion appear out of nowhere to help me, and I gave him some shit, and then he disappeared.
You're just getting robbed.
Like,
Justin fucking gives away free shit, man.
Well, I'm used to
getting robbed.
Like,
by
the companion wheel shows up, and I'm like, yes! I finally have a friend, and he's a robot at that. And then I give him all this stuff, and I was like, "You hold this for me, and you protect it." And then he's like, "Well, I'm glad I helped you out. It's a good thing that I came and helped you when I did. See you later, pal." And then he's gone. And he's
oh wait,
with
was
all
it
my
the cow-
shit.
Was it, it
was
the cowboy
Victor,
robot?
Victor the robot.
Yeah,
came
don't
and
give
me.
Him shit. No, don't give him anything. No, those people are not there to help you. They're there to assist. Not like a companion. They're just there to assist whenever they
but
are
it gives
in
you the
eye
option.
Range. Yeah, because you can tell them what to do now. Because back in the past, whenever you got assist, you couldn't tell them what to do, but now you can. So
I just saw the companion wheel. I was like, yes, I get to play the companion wheel.
He's like, I'm going to have a friend. Here, you can have all my stuff just so you'll be friends with me.
God damn it, you're gone. Why did they always do this to me?
Why did they leave? Like, he was rolling so fast. Like, I just was barely enough, fast enough to keep up with him, but not to catch up. I follow him all the way back to town, and he went in his house and shut the door.
Locked it.
Nobody's home.
You're like, you start, knocking, and you're like, hello? He's like, nobody's here.
He's like, I'm starving.
Like, your shit's not here. Go away.
I'm robot sleeping.
You're like, can I have my shit back? He goes, your shit's weak. Piss off. And he's like, God damn it. So, but now, the textures, though, at first, at the beginning of the game, I was a little disappointed. Then as I actually went out into the world, they got really good. They started to get better and better and better. I think I noticed, like, a little bit of cell shading added into the game on a lot
have you
of
played a lot
faces.
With the, have you played a lot with the melee weapons?
A little bit, yeah.
Man, have you stumped any bugs?
No, I've mainly been the only melee I've used is like a sledgehammer and a nightstick. So
I used like the bladed glove, and then I was using the kitchen knife because I ran into a bunch of mantises at the beginning of the game. I was like, I'll just take them out with a melee weapon because I don't have to waste bullets. But like, I was doing it, and then it like cuts the cinematic, and then I'm stomping a bug and I hear the slow crunch and everything. I was like, oh, that's so satisfying. Yeah. And like, there's all these like new moves that are happening while I'm meleeing. Yeah. It's not just wildly swinging. So like, as I melee more, I've gotten a perk for like better melee, basically.
Yeah.
And then I had the jury rigging perk from repairing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I got that one, yeah.
And I like combined a 357 with a 9mm, and it's like, yep. Awesome.
Yeah, one thing I noticed is I actually put in little mini achievements here and there.
Oh, yeah.
for doing a crit strike on somebody, for repairing like 30 weapons to full health, for doing this, for killing 200 guys in the wasteland with guns. You get these little mini perks, those like mini achievement things, and those are kind of cool because it kind of breaks up the slow monotony of trekking through the wasteland where you're trying to avoid some fights. It actually makes you go out and look for
And that's why I'm playing it on hardcore, so I'm always like wanting to know, like, where's my water source, where's my food source. I actually go hunting now. I'm cooking food. You know, it's
like Red Dead.
So. Yeah, it's like Red Dead meets Fallout. Like, that was one of the things I was thinking about, like, with the music and the old cowboy western thing and all the different...
Oh, but I wish this game had the Red Dead graphics.
Yeah.
It's bigger than Red Dead, though.
I know.
Yeah, it's way
but
bigger.
But still, how
there's a lot more options.
Plus, if they did a full graphic overhaul in Fallout like that, I think some people would be a little pissed. It's not Bethesda style to do Red Dead graphics. So, and I like how they kept it to within their style that they've kind of claimed with Fallout 3. I kind of like how they kept it that way. With the Western motif, I don't really have a problem with that. My only problem is that there are a lot more radio stations, yeah. But when you start off, it feels like there's more Western music than there is swing band music. Because I've only heard about three songs that were swing band. I know, but it's also Vegas, for fuck's sake. It's Nevada.
Well, you're not getting to Vegas, though.
I know.
So once we get to Vegas, I'm sure the music's going to change.
Yeah, no idea if they bring in more music or not. But right now, I mean, what you get is you got, like, Blue Moon with Frank Sinatra. You got Kick in the Head by Dean Martin. Then you've got Do Right. I don't remember who sings that one. Then you got an instrumental piece. And then everything else is Westerns, like Spurs of Jingle Jangle and... And
well, that was horribly off key. We don't do acapella on the Tiltcast.
Yeah, but
we wide eye looked at each other. We were excited about that movie.
I thought you were about to make out, but yeah, no, it's just the music.
Two beards intermingling.
Yeah, but also the music selections on the radio stations. Well, the DJ number one, the DJ on I think it's Vegas Radio. I do not like that guy.
Dude,
I miss Three Dog.
Funny.
He makes me want to fall asleep when I listen to him talk. And I expect him to go into a fucking Insight commercial at any point. But I miss Three Dog.
He was charismatic, but after you heard a lot, you're like, I'm just going to turn off the radio and listen to a podcast.
Yeah, but this guy this guy's just really fucking boring.
Like the Tiltcast.
Yeah, you got a lot of time to listen to the Tiltcast.
Yeah. Or you can just get the podcast of the O'Reilly. O'Reilly Factor. Or Glenn Beck show. So
every episode we say something about Glenn Beck.
Yeah,
maybe he'll sponsor us.
I don't like him, so I hope not. So I think he's a prick. But yeah, back to Fallout. Overall, I mean, so far the game is pretty badass. I'm enjoying it.
Speaking of cons and stuff, I don't know if you guys ran into this, but some of the characters are glitchy as fuck.
Yeah,
well, that's what I was just talking about with the deputy.
Well,
he had people disappearing.
Yeah, I had people like fucking I'm like trying to talk to this guy, and he runs through a building. Like just side of a fucking
See,
building.
I haven't
like,
had that one happen
I'm
yet.
I'm like, I guess I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah. My favorite glitch still is that whenever you come back to an area that has dead bodies and when you walk out
Oh, yeah,
the door,
they explode.
Yeah, the bodies kind of like are hovering above the ground and you'll see them do cartwheels as they fall to the ground. And one of them like did a cartwheel and landed on a fence post and like broke his back basically. And I was like, wow, that was really cool. It was like three bodies spinning in midair just dropped to the ground. And I love Bethesda glitches just because they're so fucking weird.
Well, you remember the old game, like you'd open a door on that had a corpse right behind it and it would just blow it up?
Yeah.
Because it had to clear the space, so it just like blew the body parts all over.
It was
the place.
Like Aqua Teen. Things would just blow up constantly just to make room. But glitches, I mean, they
need to patch it.
Yeah.
Well, they've already announced that they're going to patch it.
Well, they've already already put out a PC patch, I do believe. Yeah.
It's going to have to go through the Xbox bullshit.
Well, see, a friend of mine's already installed Fallout, and as soon as they installed it, they had to patch it. So they've already got the PC, which PC is easier to do because you don't have to go through Microsoft. So we'll probably get...
a patch in about 2 months.
Nah, we'll probably get a little bit faster than that because Fallout's been a big, big heavy announcer. So they'll probably try and get it through as fast as possible.
What did you think of the opening cinematic?
Opening cinematic, my graphics were... But the story, I mean...
They're just using the game engine, though.
I know, they're using the game engine, but a lot of the textures seemed a little bland at times. Some of them seemed washed out. It didn't seem all that great. There were times where it looked really good, and then other times where it just looked like total shit. But the story that it was telling, I enjoyed.
Being shot in the head.
Yeah, but the whole Vegas intro where it pulls out from the casino and just shows Vegas down the strip while they're doing Frank Sinatra's Blue Moon. It goes up to the sniper nest, you know, and you see the bullet fucking fly straight out. And it hits the Raider.
Yeah,
that was like, cool. I was like, this is pretty nice. This is pretty nice. And then when it goes
into...
I
want that armor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. But then when it goes
leather jacket, leather duster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But when it actually goes into the beginning of the story where it's, you know, you out in the desert with the three guys, that was cool, you know, and the whole basis behind it about you being a courier, you know, who gets...
I like that it didn't start you off in the vault. For the first time ever in a Fallout game, you don't start off in a vault, except for tactics, but it doesn't count.
Yeah. But this one actually, it doesn't start you off in a vault, but the guy who, the first person you run into is an ex-vault dweller who gives you a Vault 21 suit.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So, I'm actually in the middle. Once I get through with a couple more quests, I'm actually going to be searching for Vault 21 if I can find it. So, because I heard... few advertisements here and there on the radio, I think, about Vault 21. They were talking about something on there.
I'm actually going to start over with my Amazon pre-release code.
Oh, yeah. What's the pre-release code do for
you? I get tribal armor and some spears. Throats.
Some spears.
Super sweet.
It's like, feel my flesh spear.
I'm going to tailor them towards melee weapons, and I'm going to make them really dumb. Because I want to get some unique dialogue options.
Because I like them dumb.
No, I want to get some unique dialogue
options. I like them dumb and good with their hands.
He's going to be very dexterous.
That he is. Yeah.
He could be a surgeon if he was smarter.
He's going to be. He's going to have a high medicine skill and an intelligence of 2. Quick hands is his perk.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it quickly.
He's a savant.
Fucking Rain Man of Fallout.
He can't eat cereal, but he can perform brain surgery.
He's fucking swallowing savant. Anyways, God. Anyways, right now I'm aiming my guy more towards guns, explosives, and then a lot of like my lock picking skills like fucking high as hell, as well as my science right now because I've actually sacrificed a few areas just to get those up.
See, I just picked repair, speech, and guns because I wanted to be able to do combat, but I wanted to get all the good dialogue choices.
Yeah, my
speech
dialogue's pretty good. Yeah.
What did you pick for your third skill?
Speed. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember what I think I chose. That I know I chose that Wild West one, and then I chose the sad thing with a lot of those is that the handicaps that they threw on a lot of them were real shitty.
Yeah, but it's a trade off, and
I know
think
it's
that's
a trade off. It's,
to,
a, it's
see,
important.
Nothing gets
it's important, but it would just equal it out. Where if you get 20 plus to this skill, you get 20 negative to this fucking skill, and you're just like, God damn, you know? Because it's a hell of a good boost, but it's a fucking hell of a handicap.
I'm a cannibal already.
I thought really? About yeah. it. I thought about it because even on normal mode without hardcore turned on, you do take a lot of damage, especially when trying to use iron sights.
I like the Iron Sights.
I do like the Iron Sights, but at the same time...
Yeah,
we
really should have brought that up earlier. That's one of the big changes.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a pain in the ass, though, because the enemies actually move a lot more than they used to because of Iron Sights.
You take a lot of cover. That's what I do.
Yeah, you got to take a lot of cover, but sometimes you really don't have too much cover.
I run and gun. I'm like...
Yeah, you're a cowboy.
I am a cowboy.
You seen the cowboy perk?
No.
It gives you bonus to dynamite, six shooters, and something else. It's pretty cool.
I might have to check into that.
Which one was that in here?
The cowboy perk.
I can't remember that one.
There's another perk for energy weapons where if you use energy weapons and you melt a guy, like it melts the guy next to him.
Yeah.
Oh. There's one for bigger explosions. There's one for, if you do remember the Mysterious Stranger perk, they have like a Mysterious Lady Stranger now, as well as a Mysterious Stranger, so I could potentially have two.
Oh, I remember. I got the
and it plays like the cool music, and it comes out and shoots the guy with the silencer.
I got the, I didn't get the Confirmed Bachelor one. I got the other one that lets you actually.
I thought the Confirmed Bachelor was the gay skill.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get that one. Because I know you'd want it.
I think it's pretty funny.
I know you'd want it, so I let you get it. But I got the other one that lets you have special dialogue with women.
Lady Killer?
Is it the Lady Killer one? Yep. Yeah. No, I thought originally Lady Killer was supposed to be you do more damage against women.
You get unique dialogue.
Okay, which actually, that brings something up because I was listening to Kotaku, and they were talking about like gay video game characters, and you don't get a lot of them. And I think that's actually kind of interesting that they threw that perk in there.
Oh, I asked you about that some other time. We're talking about playing as a female character, and I was like, would you play as a gay character?
I don't know. It'd be an interesting role-playing experience.
Role-playing.
Well, me and him live together, so, you know.
We just live together, people.
And sleep in the same bed.
He's fuzzy. It's cozy. It keeps you warm at night. It's like those slippers you put on.
And this is why I lock my door at night. So
he's like a snuggie.
Yeah. I have one of those bars on my window, so even when the window's open, it can't go up any higher, so he can't fit his fat ass through it.
Ouch.
Yeah, because I'm afraid. That's why I have my headboard in front of the window, too, so he can't climb over it. So
some nights I just get lonely.
Yeah, well, fucking go hang out with one of the cats that hangs outside.
Is we've had a lot to talk about Fallout. Why don't we have like an actual cast like sometime and
I think we should do a spoiler cast after we beat the game.
Yeah, like actually just a cast about Fallout because all of us have played it and we're all
by that time Holly will have had some time to play it and
yeah.
And then we can actually spoil it. I
plan on playing a lot of it tomorrow while he's at work.
Well, I think it's funny that
I'm
going to
go labia deep on that.
I am.
She's going to go camel toe.
Face
ride. She's going to toe deep into it.
It's like, I got to face ride that fucker into submission.
So obviously, we really like the game, and we're all only in here like a total of 18 hours total between all three of us for the entire game, and I think that's pretty epic if we can talk for a fucking hour on a game.
I'm tired as shit, and I plan on still playing it once we're done.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I do, too.
So anyways, let's move on to other things. We can play some Fallout.
I think is that about it?
That's all
the
games.
I think we're done. We really
didn't have too many main titles that came out this week.
Fortunately, we don't have much in news either.
Next week, though, we have Force Unleashed coming out.
Force Unleashed.
Fable.
I'll be playing some Fable.
I bet you will.
Holly, what are you playing?
I have no idea yet.
I don't know. Fallout. We could pull that up here in a second.
Yeah.
Let's see here. You want to? Oh shit!
Yeah. I can pull it.
What happened?
Yeah,
to
let's
news?
Pull up our releases for next week.
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead and talk about some. Okay. News. So, I'm here with your news. I've got a couple pieces.
Yeah. What do you got?
I've got Brazil is planning on banning Ballad of Gay Tony.
Why? They just don't like.
Finally.
I guess so. No, actually, it has to do with unlicensed playing of their music on one of the parts. I should have come up with more information about this, but
so they played some music and it was unlicensed and it's by a Brazilian artist.
Yes,
I really like the game or the music choices in that and all of the.
I do too.
Well, Ballad of Gay Tony was largely '80s.
No,
That was Vice City.
That was Vice City.
Well, no, I thought, no, I remember seeing the commercials for
there's a lot of 80s styling, but it's part of GTA 4.
Yeah, it takes place at the same period as GTA 4.
Well, I remember the commercial for it actually had, what 80s
it's
song?
It's an expansion.
Yeah, I know it is, but I'm just saying that the commercial for that one particular had I forgot which 80s song it was, but I thought the game took place largely in an 80s style atmosphere. Not in the 80s,
it's clubby. It's really clubby.
Well, just think about a bunch of guys clubby in their 40s, you know? I mean, they grew up in the 80s.
Yeah. And they're still...
I still have 10 years,
still snorting a lot of coke.
I grew up in the 80s, too.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I know.
I was born in the 80s.
Okay, so that was that. Angry Birds is probably going to be picked up by EA.
Angry Birds?
Angry Birds, I've got it on my iPhone. It's a fucking blast. It's, I don't know, it's kind of like Knock Down the Tower catapult game, but you have different birds that have different abilities and shit. But I guess it's doing so well that EA is like, fuck it, we're picking it up. What's that weird face for?
I didn't recognize the number at 1 a.m. Another booty call.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. Oh.
So moving on.
Are you
on.
Actually getting a booty call?
Okay, so moving on.
I'm going to have to explain this one later.
This doesn't have to do with video games, but I thought
it
was pertinent.
I'm not jealous. I'm proud.
I thought it was pertinent. They're rebooting The Crow. They are rebooting it, which I...
That was cool when I was a teenager the first time.
That was never cool.
The first movie
when
was
I was
cool.
Wearing eyeliner.
The first one was awesome.
Guyliner?
Yeah, until Brandon Lee got shot.
Well,
it kind of sucked. So.
Yeah.
But...
Still good.
They have offered the role to a certain somebody who I think would fucking... Just
sing one of the songs. Sing one of the songs to see if anybody can...
Oh, God.
See if the vibration...
What's that?
Hold on.
Yeah, I was gonna say you got it.
Marky, oh shit! How does it go? Oh, I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Drug free. So put the crack up.
Okay. Yeah, it's Marky Mark.
It's Marky Mark. Yeah. Marky Mark is offered the role. He hasn't accepted
the
it.
The man who I don't blame for the death of Max Payne, but I know he contributed to it somehow.
Oh man, I've got my fingers crossed for that because Marky Mark's a shit.
You ever see The Happening?
Him and John Leguizamo dropped a couple.
Yeah, but also Zoe Deschanel. You know?
I know.
Yeah, and climax of the scene is where Marky Mark gets frustrated and says, "Damn it!"
And that was every movie.
He was a goody two shoe in that movie. And I was just like,
"Hey, sheep, say hello to your mother."
I like how they tried to bring in that 1950s style scientist / hero. Which you don't often see that much anymore. The know it all scientist who saves the world, like in War of the Worlds, you know, and all that crap. Although he didn't really save the world, he just kind of figured it out. But you don't really see that too often. And they try to do it with Marky Mark in that one, and it sucks.
Yep.
I'll take Marky Mark in A Perfect Storm any day, though.
Yeah,
he was great in that.
Or
movie.
Departed.
Even George Clooney was badass in that.
Departed.
Departed. Yes.
Tired from fucking your mother.
Yeah.
And that's all I've got from news.
So, okay.
So going on to new releases.
We got new releases coming up this week.
Oh, shit.
First off, something anticipating is Cabela's Alaskan Adventures.
Is that part two? Because I think I have the first one. Not even joking, I have the first one.
That's going to be on the Xbox Live. Xbox
Sweet.
Live. We're also going to get for Mac and PC, we are going to get The Sims 3 Late Night.
Ooh.
Nice. Getting my sim laid.
I'm going to get my ball gag out.
Yeah. The other Cabela's that you're thinking of is the Dangerous Hunts 2011, which is going to come out for Wii, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and DS.
I bet it'll be a big Wii seller.
I hope they have bass fishing. Then there's...
Bass hunting.
Yeah.
Spear gun. Yeah.
Then there's going to be Bit Trip Fate. Now... I still don't know anything about this game because I really haven't bothered researching too much.
It looks like a fucked up Geometry Wars.
Well, it's the fifth title in the whole Bit Trip series, you know. And it's basically, it's a shooter, you know, platform game, basically. And it looks like a really bad acid trip. Then you're going to have Warriors, Legends of Troy, which came out for Xbox 360. That one might be interesting if you like Men in Loincloths. Then we're going to get some Lego Universe for PC.
Oh, have you guys actually seen things for Lego Universe?
Yes, I have.
It looks like All Sorts of Awesome, to be honest with you.
Actually, something that looks like All Sorts of Awesome is going to be the Pinball FX that's coming out for Xbox.
Yeah, I thought it was coming out, and I actually was saving points for that.
Yeah, I'm still debating on it because I love pinball games. And this one is...
That looks sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just looks pretty badass. I don't actually know if it's going to cost any money, though, is the thing, because it's a shell game. So
no, I think it was supposed to be 1,200 points.
Oh, shitty. Yeah, they're going to get The Fight Lights Out for PlayStation 3. That's a boxing game.
It's with the Move.
With the Move.
Nice. Yeah, how well is the Move doing? Because I haven't heard shit about it.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of good things about it. I just haven't had the money to just throw down on it.
Yeah, something that's coming out this week as well, or this next week, is going to be using the Unreal Engine 3, and it's an indie studio named Teoti Studios, and it actually looks pretty cool. It's called The Ball, and that's going to be for PC, and it just looks like a really weird puzzle game.
In a fantasy setting at that.
Yeah, and it's basically you use this ball to get through different locations and to kill enemies with, and I've read
a little
bit
about it. I can almost
see
this being like a who did Shadow of the Colossus?
Oh, I don't remember. I still like that game. I just don't remember who the fuck did it.
It looks like something they would have done.
Yeah. Well, we're also going to get Blacklight Tango Down for the PlayStation 3 network.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what to expect from that one. Tony Hawk Shred.
Woo!
Yeah, that's going to be for Wii, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360. I know that Activision that lost the Tony Hawk franchise?
Look at that little.
Well, they have it for this one, but I don't remember.
I think they shut it down.
Yeah, I think they lost it, actually. Somebody lost it. I can't remember.
Activision did have it, or Activision has it now. One of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. I don't care enough to research Tony Hawk. But The Sims 3 is coming out for DS, of all things. PlayStation 3, 360, and Wii.
It looks like they got Rock Band 3 coming out, too. And that actually is one of those things that...
Yeah, that was at the end of my list. So thank you for jumping ahead. I know. But anyways, yeah, Rock Band 3 for the PlayStation 3 and 360.
There's a lot of people that are looking forward to that, though.
There definitely are. We're going to have WWE SmackDown versus Raw 2011. And that's coming out for quite a few seasons. PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PSP, Wii, and Xbox 360. It's going to be pretty cool. Highly anticipated release, Fable 3. 360 and PC. I know you're going to be all over that.
I am.
Are you getting the special edition controller?
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it. I knew you were. Here's a re-release. We're going to get Dragon's Age Origins Ultimate Edition.
It includes all the expansions, though,
which does.
Is a big deal. There's a lot of expansions for it.
That's coming out for three mains, which is PC, 360, and PlayStation 3. And then the Ultimate coming out on 360, PlayStation 3, Wii, PC, and D-fucking-S is Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 Collector's Edition.
Yeah, from Battlestar.
Well, he was in Always Sunny in Philadelphia as well. He had a cameo.
I like that dude. I don't know what his name is, but he's pretty
neither
cool.
Neither do I. But I remember I was playing Force Unleashed, and I was like, hey, that's that guy. It looks just like him. I went in his room, and I was like, hey, dude, that guy in Force Unleashed? He's like, yeah. I was like, you ever see The Mist? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, that's the same guy. So I made him watch The Mist. You hadn't seen it at that point. Because I remember you said you hadn't gotten to the part where that dude becomes like a prominent character. Because you didn't know who I was talking about at first.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then I rewatched it with you and we watched the black and white version.
Yeah,
I was like, holy shit.
It's Starkiller. Which I love that guy. I thought he was great in the new Star Wars franchise that they put out with Force Unleashed. And I know. I remember. I was actually watching an interview with him. He's a huge Fallout fan. And
yeah, I remember. I was watching that. He was like,
he's devoted himself, saying, "If Fallout will hire me, I'll do it."
Bethesda.
Yeah, he wants to be hired to be in a Fallout game, and Felicia beat him to it. So,
yeah, didn't the guy from Friends beat him to it? Or Cheers? Remember that guy? I don't remember what his name is, but
Matthew Perry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he in Friends or was it?
Yeah.
He was on Friends. He also has a really bad dietary supplement pill habit. So at least he used to.
Yeah, but didn't he? He said he lost several days of his life to Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
I could see that. So dietary pills and Fallout 3.
For me, it's just like a matter.
Gotta stay awake.
Just pissed that I don't have more beer to play more Fallout.
It's like I gotta be elected president before Dave. Gotta stay awake. Anyway. So let's see, that's all the releases we have coming out next week that are worth a damn, pretty much. Let's see. Big ones, are going to be Rock Band 3, Star Wars Unleashed, Dragon Age, and Fable 3.
Excellent.
So, also that pinball effects.
I think pinball game's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Using the triggers for bumpers is going to be awesome. So I'm a pinball wizard, motherfucker.
I wish we'd have gotten to Super Meat Boy.
I know. Forgot about that. We might have to. We'll probably. Somebody will touch it.
Well, that one, yeah, that one just came out yesterday. You want to touch my meat boy?
Mine's a meat man.
No, I was saying, you want to touch my meat, comma, boy. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
There is like a 10-year age difference between the two of you.
Okay, nothing spilled.
People are knocking shit over in here. Anyways, yeah, there are cables everywhere.
Yeah. Alrighty, so that's it on news and new releases.
Yep.
Let's go into our Claptrap Comedy Corner.
Or just
I'm really surprised section, that fucking does. So. I have remembered it every time. Okay, so last week was horrible superheroes that should never be made. And I got a couple different submissions.
Oh, did you actually?
I did.
Oh, really? What you got now?
Email or Facebook?
It's Facebook.
I thought.
Yeah. You don't have to. The people out there don't know.
I don't know. I wanted to know.
Well, you could have asked me.
What? Later. I just did.
Later. Yeah. All right.
I was like, don't you remember the conversation we just had 2 seconds ago?
next time, hopefully we'll get some people to send some emails to us at tiltcast@rocketmail.com to send us your submission. But this week...
Or you can just click the link on the website.
We've got a couple good ones. We've got from Steve-O. We've got Sarah Palin as the Palinator.
Can she see Russia from anywhere?
Is that the same Steve-O that I know?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. Is she out there like battling unwed pregnant teens?
Ooh, I don't know. Throwing her daughter.
Yeah.
We got John H. sent in, he goes, how about teenage pregnancy man? I guess that'd be the sidekick to the Palinator.
What is the agenda of teenage pregnancy? I mean, that can be taken so many different ways.
Fill me in on that.
Maybe he just doesn't use protection.
Is he like the villain of Trojan Man?
No, it's Jay's fantasy world.
It's Jay's fantasy world. Jay's fantasy world. Jay doesn't use rubbers anyway. No, he does.
Okay. We've got Roger B.
It's like they're 18 now.
Roger B. sent in Mighty Morphin Power Pimp.
It's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, his superpower is slapping the hoe.
Slapping the hoe.
Slapping the hoe.
It's horrific. What happened to her?
Yeah. Now.
Horrible. Horrible.
Now.
Looks like she got dragged behind a Porsche.
I think this is the winner. This is my opinion. You guys actually haven't heard this, but this is my. Winner.
I haven't heard any of these. So
Cody M sent in Stephen Hawking as Dr. Octopus. So
Dr. Octopus, that's pretty awesome.
Is he a villain or is he?
I don't know. I wish he would have sent me more. But
so is it Doc Hockey for sure? is this like the Negaverse Spider-Man version?
It's the noir version.
Yeah, noir version. Dr. Octopus.
So
he's got to talk in that cool voice.
Yeah. You mean the machine has to talk in that cool voice? He just types shit. So
they need to have Stephen Hawking do poker face.
Dude, I could do that on my computer in like 2 minutes.
That's what a Microsoft Sam says.
Yeah. Dude, it can't be any worse than Larry King doing poker face.
Actually, Christopher Walken doing his best. Yeah,
oh
my god. Yeah.
Oh no, that's dude, awesome. Dude.
No, watching him though, Larry King is just awkward.
Yeah.
Did you
see
it?
Seen it.
Poker face. Poker face.
All right, so humor. So, that was last week's
so
wrap up.
So I want to give a thanks out to everybody who sent something in. Definitely Cody, you won. That was excellent.
And you win nothing.
And you win nothing except for the praises.
Not even that.
Yay. At least of me. Alrighty. So,
you win $1,000.
So
in imaginary
week,
money.
Next week is for the challenge for next week. It's not quite funny. I just kind of want to know. What is your favorite antagonist? So bad guy in a game.
Okay. G-Man.
G-Man?
That's creepy as fuck.
Man? The thin man from Half-Life?
No, the G-Man. They call him the G-Man.
I always call him the Thin Man.
But he goes by the G-Man.
Yeah, I call him Thin Man.
He was the first creepy villain I ever really experienced in a game.
He's not really a villain, though.
Yeah, he is.
In the first one, he seems like it. In part two, he's more of this.
He's in collaboration with the fucking aliens.
I know, but he's more of like a contractor for you. He doesn't work for you, but he works for
them. He's a symbol of like extremely evil corporate.
Yeah, I know entity. What it is a symbol for. I'm just saying,
like, he does anything for the money.
He's more of a manager in a way that he basically hijacks you out of time and keeps you suspended until there's basically a use or a need. So, but anyway, yeah.
He's an antagonist.
The G-Man. Yeah, he is.
So G-Man's Justin Trentz. What's yours?
I was going to give you my lighter. Mine would be GLaDOS. From Portal.
See another Valve game. Valve's fucking cool.
Because she's one of my favorites, just the dialogue, especially when you're fighting her at the very end and she's just pulling up your personnel file and talking about how it says that you're unlikable, unable to love. And then she says, by the way, it also says you're adopted.
So yeah, but it does in that crazy GLaDOS voice.
Yeah, it does in the crazy GLaDOS voice. And I love the sense of humor that they brought into her and everything else, plus the different personalities of the different spears you pull off of her.
Yeah, that's fucking true.
Great. My favorite one, I felt really bad, is the one that's like all childlike, going like, hi, who are you? Where am I? Ooh, you're that lady. What's that? And then you throw in the fucking furnace and you just hear it scream. I was like, oh, I feel so bad about that one. So,
what about you, Holly?
Scarecrow. Or Harley Quinn.
That's got to be Batman related, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Scarecrow was really good.
That was an actual game that you liked, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Okay. I loved Harley Quinn in the game, and I loved Scarecrow in the game, too.
Well, the costume designs for them were pretty profound. Yeah.
Dude, whenever you're having the nightmares and shit with like
the big long hands.
No. Not that part.
The syringes on his hands. Yeah.
No, whenever you're in the morgue and the doors are flapping open and closed and shit, and you open it up and it's like your mom and she's like, you killed me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a fucking weird
All the Sandman stuff, whenever he would, whenever he would gash you or stuff, it was just really trippy. Like when you're walking down the hallways in the mansion and it starts turning into the alleyway.
Yeah.
Or
it like
really, really
the
good
game
gradual
restarts.
Texture in that. Yeah, the restart of the game where Joker's playing you, basically, yeah. And it was just all really fun, but I really just like the way they did the designs for his levels, especially when you have to take him down and hide through the levels. Was really great.
Speaking of that game, you didn't even see him, but one of my favorite villains in that game was the Riddler.
Yeah.
That fucking riddle he says about it, he's like, what's born on four legs in the middle of its life goes on two, and by the end of its life it has three legs. She's like, it's a man, of course. You start as a baby, you go to a bed, and then you use a cane as your third leg. And he's like, no, that's not it. He's like, it's a baby all around. Baby starts off on four legs. You chop off two legs, it can waddle around on two. And he's like, and then you give him a crutch, it'll have three. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the Riddler is
so
pretty twisted.
So is the Riddler your favorite antagonist? No. My favorite antagonist has to go with Andrew Ryan from Bioshock.
Nice. Yeah. Bioshock was a good game.
He was twisted, he was demented, but then he had this little glimpse of sanity left in him, which kind of just made him that much scarier.
I gotta say, 2K has great writers.
If I had to choose a class, like an older one, I'd probably go with Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was actually really fun. Like, actually, for that particular game they put out, pretty much all the villains in it were pretty well done. Like Revolver Ocelot, and then
Ocelot,
that She-Wolf assassin. I always forget her name.
Yeah.
I remember what her name. I want to call her Snowblind, but that's fucking G.I. Joe.
That was the first one, right?
Yeah, well, the reboot thing for Metal Gear Solid for the PlayStation. Yeah, it was really good.
Who is the guy who was invisible?
Oh, that was the suit. That was the other guy in the suit. Forgot his. He was your ex partner or something like that. It was supposed to be dead. Yeah, I forgot his name. So he was fun as hell to fight though when you're in that one Steelworks area.
Yeah,
really good boss fight. Really good boss fight.
It's been so long since I've played that.
Yeah, I actually still have that game. I just never crack it out. Yeah,
I need to play the other ones. I've played two.
I don't crack it out anymore because I get so sick and tired of, what's this box doing here? Bring!
I always loved that. That was always my favorite.
It gets fucking annoying. So, for next week, just send us in your idea. Sorry, whatever your favorite antagonist is from any game, any console, doesn't matter how old it is, how new. Even if it's not out yet, we don't give a shit. If it's somebody you like, let us know. For this Sunday that's coming up, we're going to have a new gauntlet, and we're actually going to go back and revisit one we had a lot of fun with on the 24th, this Sunday at 9 p.m. We're going to be playing some Left 4 Dead.
Woo!
And we're going to do one or two.
I'm going with two. Because I don't have to buy the...
Oh, yeah, you don't have Left 4 Dead 1. Cause...
No, I
we
do.
Have, we have one copy.
Yeah, one copy. Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's just go with two.
All right, yeah, we're going to go back to Left 4 Dead 2.
Let's do some survival rounds.
Yeah, this isn't going to be just the sacrifice. Yeah, this is going to be basically the entire game, just whatever anybody wants to play. Versus survivor rounds, scavenge, whatever, we don't give a shit. Just have some fun with it. Survivor, I guess, will be our main focus, though. Is that what you want to do?
The
only
thing with Survivor is that's only four people. I'm just now thinking about
actually,
that.
Yeah. I think that might have been a mutation.
Yeah,
that was
Survivor.
Yeah, Survivor. Survivor versus.
Let's play whatever the new mutation is this week.
Yeah, we can find out. So, but anyways, we're going to be on there at 9 p.m. Central on the 24th playing Left 4 Dead 2. And you can find us on Party Chat. You can find our gamer tag names on the website. Mine's Gorgasm23. Holly?
Like a Lady.
Andrew?
Red Sox Pride 13.
Justin?
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. That's with a K and the rest of it's fucked up. So, you can find our names on the website on the right side toolbar near the bottom. And all you gotta...
Speaking of the website, actually, yeah. I've revamped a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it should be a lot easier to search because everything's in alphabetical order now on the side. So it should be a lot easier to do that. The podcasts are now all organized.
And they're downloadable.
They're all downloadable.
Yep.
iTunes, we're still waiting on them to approve us because we are so explicit. So I got a message about that.
We did?
Yeah. So
What did they say?
We'll go about it later. But anyways, yeah, so they don't know what to rate us yet. So
boom.
Explicit? Isn't that just pretty much the rating? So
I don't know. So they consider stuff explicit.
If I say cunt five times in a row, will they just go ahead and give us explicit?
Just give us an X. There's an actual X rating over explicit.
That'd be funny to see a gamer cast with an X rating. So let's aim for that.
Let's
aim for
that.
Cunt, pussy, vagina, snatch, box, meat curtain, beef injection, heartthrob.
Sideways sloppy Joe.
Cleveland steamer.
Yeah, I'm going to piss in your pink eye and then rub it on your face.
Sounds uncomfortable.
I know it does.
So anyways, I really want to play some Fallout.
X-rated.
Me too.
Yeah, I want to play some Fallout, so fuck you people.
Thanks for listening. This is the Tiltcast again.
Wrap it up.
I'm Justin. I'm
asshole trainer who wants to play Fallout.
I'm Holly.
Hi. Andrew.
And we're signing out. So
we're signing out. And am I moderator? I was moderator. Okay. Yeah.
I'm wrapping it up.
Yeah. But keep listening and check us out next week.
Later.
Happy trails to you until we meet.